This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
You need a father figure.
Dougie.
I drink her toilet water.
Peter.
I had all my Bigfoot files.
Charlie.
I'm not here to please you guys.
And Jeffrey.
Oh my God!
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Happening. It is Friday, July 28th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. You can reach us at that number all throughout the show. If you want to text us, you can. That comes into the studio in real time. You can also tweet us. That comes in real time. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet or text us that same number. But so many of those come in, it's hard to keep track of. So the best way to get in touch with us is to pick up the phone, dial 866-YO-ROVER. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. Jeffrey is here. I don't know if he's in a good mood, if he's in a bad mood.
I said two lines to him. I said, good morning, Jeffrey. Nothing. I go, you fixing the printer? Nothing. I go, Jeffrey, I'm talking to you. He's like, oh, what? This is exactly how it was like. Go ahead. Interesting. Do you understand what he's saying?
I don't. Now, he does have his mic on. I see the red light on. But it's not in program in his studio. So.
Is it up?
Yeah, I've tried to put the mic in program.
Good morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
We didn't hear one thing you said for the past 2 minutes.
No, I was changing out the ink toner in the printer.
What happened?
Ran out of ink, ass. You have to change the thing. You have to change that sumbitch pile of mucking nuts.
Okay, so you're in a good mood?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Got my appearance tonight. I'm stoked about that, as always.
You got
always.
Your period tonight?
No. Not appearance, not period.
Oh, I think so. I got my period.
Me too.
No, men don't have periods. Only women have periods.
Well, Dude, Bleeding Wild France. Hashtag Bleeding Wild France.
Yeah.
I see Charlie in front of the phones. Why is he in front of the phones?
Are you kidding?
Am I kidding what?
Oh, I thought, did you not get any texts? Did you check your phone?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't read out loud. I figured.
Oh, wow. No, I just read that right now. This came across at 2:21 a.m. I got a text message.
Yeah.
I thought I was awake at 2:21. Oh, you know what it was? My iOS had an update, and I got in the shower, and before I hit update on my phone, and it was taking forever. So I just went to bed at about 2:15, 2:30 last night, this morning rather, and so I did not see that.
What's going on?
I don't even know. I just read the first line of a text message, so I let me read that, and then I'll get to you.
Yeah, I have talked to people, and so I thought you just didn't. I would have called you ahead of time, but I figured you read that and you knew what was going on.
No, I have no clue. All right, let me digest this for just 1 second. What do I have? Oh. Bert Kreischer, who was on the show yesterday, He's coming back today.
Oh, God.
He said, I gotta come back. He said, they gave me free vodka. I'm there.
Oh, he's bringing it in?
Oh, we got it. You got it. Do you have the Tito's?
What about the Four Loko?
Oh, it's chilling. We got
it. What about it?
By the way, have you ever seen Dieter so angry?
I did not put the Four Loko in the fridge.
Dougie told me
to this morning.
She blamed you.
And I did not. I swear to
Thank
God,
because
I saw your face yesterday. You lost two.
Oh,
or maybe even three you lost yesterday.
He's so angry. Have you ever seen anything like that?
You see me angrier. I didn't even let it out. I had to swallow it.
I heard some comments as you walked out.
I go, Dougie, I'm just surprised.
He was yelling at Dougie.
Well, Dougie brought it in and just opened it. There was no asking, like, hey, can we use your saved Four Loko you got from our fan, the original from, what, 7 years ago, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
There was no asking. We just brought it in here. Bert, open it. It was just cracked open. It was supposed to be a huge celebration when we have that.
Yeah.
It put me in a tough spot. Of course I love Bert. He was ATO. I'm like, okay, take one.
What gets bigger than an ATO brother in the studio with us? That's never happened. That's a celebration.
No, the thing was, I told Jeffrey, I promise, when he gets full time, we would open that. Oh. Or if I ever got a huge raise, double my salary, we'd open it. So the second
neither
one was never going to happen.
Neither
but
will
Jeffrey,
happen.
Full time, I promised him we would save that for that occasion. Well, and then all of a sudden, that's down the drain, Jeffrey, so sorry.
Sorry, Jeffrey.
That's all right, Dieter. I'm not, I mean, you know, we have an ATO. You know what's more important is you have an ATO brother in today,
yes.
So that's big news.
Well, yesterday, yeah.
Well, yesterday you had him. I was working, so.
Well, Jeffrey said he's excited to try the Four Loko today.
I didn't say that.
We'll try it, yeah.
Well, now that's
I
open, go
that.
Ahead.
Well,
Jeffrey,
now,
go ahead. Yeah, it's quite
I didn't say
open.
That. I didn't say I was going to try Four Loko. What are you trying to do, kill me?
Yes.
You know, that's blackout in a can.
Uh-huh.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not blacking
fun.
Out.
That sounds fun.
As long as I have six left now. We have, so what, four or five we can drink today?
Well, you gave one to the hookup girl I saw. She just took one or something, and I don't think she took it home with her. So that one's still here.
That's in the fridge.
So only two are missing right now, as of right now.
Well, Jeffrey said I could have some, too.
Oh, wow. You did, Jeffrey?
No, I didn't say that. Why are you guys putting words
You're
in my mouth?
You're handing these out?
What about your boss?
I'm not handing these out. That's Dieter's Four Loko stash.
Yeah, see, he knows.
I don't touch Dieter's stash. I wasn't here when all this stuff went down.
1, 2, 3, 4, Loko on that ass. Loko on that ass. Loko on that ass. 1, 2, 3, 4, Loko on that ass. Ass.
Wow.
Dieter
started
memories.
Singing when he drank that.
Do you think Bert can do that song?
sure.
I think anybody in the world, a four-year-old could sing that song.
Ass. There's something about a small, isn't there something about a small penis? Is there a line in there about church mouse or something?
Yeah, you know, it goes, I've heard this.
A to the iso, each to the ize, is. Yo. Yo, let me warm it up here.
All right.
Warm it up. Here we go.
Yeah.
Got Four Loko on that ass like it's grass. I call my Johnson Church because it has a lot of mass. I'm going to go Four Loko on that ass.
Oh, okay.
Four Loko on that ass.
Okay,
Four
it has a lot of mass. I thought. Sorry, Dieter. Freudian slip. I thought you were saying you were hung like a church mouse.
I wasn't talking about you.
Dieter drank a number of Four Lokos and started singing like that, rapping like that.
If I remember correctly, it was 2.5 cans. I don't know, it was 2 cans. He was getting ready to go for a third one.
No, I was drinking the third, and then the boss
that's
cut
when,
me off.
Yeah, that's when our old program director cut us off, and then you were just going off like a... You just were full tilt. You were like, and then he had this look on his face. He goes, I can't believe this stuff is legal. And he just had that dumbfounded look on his face. It was like...
Jeffrey fell in love with Dieter that day.
I did not fall in love with you. Shut the hell up, Charlie.
If you trace it back, Jeffrey talks about this day. And the greatest moment of his life is just witnessing Dieter
drunk. Just seeing what Dieter's like when he's drunk is of all the stories I've heard over the years.
Can you rap that whole song?
Let's see. Yo, let me work for you. Got Four Loko on that ass, like it's grass. I call my Johnson Church because it's got a lot of mess. Go Four Loko on that ass. Four Loko on that ass. H to the Izzo, Z to the Izzy. You got no Izzo. Something like that.
That's pretty much it.
Word for word. All right. Let me. I digested these text messages.
What's going on? I'm.
All right. Let me. Wow. I don't know here.
What? Well, I'm excited and nervous, and I know somebody's not here.
Yeah, Nads is not here.
Whoa. Is this a good?
Let me read you this text message.
That's an extreme.
Hold on. Jeez. Let me read you this text message that I got at 2:21 a.m. from Nads. Sorry, Rover, it's Mama Nads. So she's texting from his phone.
Whoa, this is weird.
Nads had skateboard accident. Has brain bleed.
What?
Broken bones in his face, being admitted to ICU. They are consulting a neurosurgeon. He's afraid he's going to lose his job. Please call so he can hear it from you, please.
Oh, my God. And this is a, what time?
2:21 a.m. Now, I don't know any details. This is just the text message I got. I didn't even check text messages until Doogie said, did you get a text message last night? And until I was already here on the air. This is the first I've seen of this. A couple of things pop into my mind. This is at 2:21 a.m.
Right.
Was he skateboarding at 2 a.m.?
That's how I'm taking it. Wouldn't you get this earlier if this happened at, say, 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock?
I mean, the latest it could really happen would be, I mean, it gets dark at 9 p.m. here, this time of year. So it would have to happen before 9 p.m.,
why?
Right?
You can't skateboard at night?
Well, I guess you could.
Yeah, streetlights.
All right.
There's no cutoff.
I'm just saying most people probably wouldn't do it, right?
I know, but of all the days, yesterday was a unique day, would you say?
What do you mean by that?
Well, Bert was here, and that we saw what happened during the show, and that was just during the show.
I had reports about the aftermath.
Let's
see if I can find some of these emails.
This is what happens when you crack open Four Loko on the show.
Let me see if I can. This is from Heather at 12:02 p.m. Wow. Worst aftermath ever today. Not going to sit here and act like I'm pissed because I'm paying. I'm sure people are going to tell you that. But holy S, Rover, what the F? Drunk on the show could be very funny. Charlie wasn't even that bad. He was being funny, but Nads, wow, he seriously just annoys me so much. Talking all over everyone, making the dumbest and lamest jokes ever, interrupting, and just being on his phone during the show.
Oh.
It was terrible. After the whole first bus trip and him not being allowed to come, you'd think he'd be at the top of his game. Nope, he has a margarita with his parents his first day off. Then the Miami trip, he's wasted, makes a fool of himself, screaming AIDS blood to the CEA. A CEO looks dumb again, puking. Then again, the most embarrassing thing ever for him, not being allowed on the New Orleans flight because he's too drunk. Out of everyone, he gets singled out. Right now, they're actually asking a listener to give them a ride home or to give them a ride to the bar after the show. He just doesn't get the picture.
Go out?
Again, this is from the guy who gets so defensive and mad. But this guy can't keep it together. They're making plans to go to the bar. It's noon. I have no sympathy for this guy. He brings it all on himself and then plays the victim. The show is absolutely horrid today.
Oh, this is all.
I didn't hear any of this.
Me neither. But this is coming together. If they went to the bar.
We did not go to the bar.
Well, did he?
What happened yesterday? I did not hear any of the aftermath, as a matter of fact.
No, we finished the cup of Four Loko that was poured, and then a little more vodka. I didn't think it was extreme.
Did you finish the vodka bottle?
No, I don't think it was totally finished. It was pretty close to being done anyways. And then after that, Ubered home.
But what about him?
I saw him. No, we shared one. I saw him go into his apartment.
And I did talk to Charlie. I know he was home. I talked to him. He was eating lunch at his house with his girlfriend. So I do know that. They didn't go to the bar.
What about to the show last night? Did he have a show?
What do you mean a show?
The Burt show.
Oh, no. I think he's going to go to that tonight. But what's going on? Is he okay?
I don't know. This is the only text message that I have.
You got another one from Ballrag.
Oh, he's up?
Well, yeah, because Mom and Dad's, I woke up to 10 missed phone calls from Mom and Dad's. And then I got the text from Ballrag.
This is from Ballrag. So I got I updated the software on my phone yesterday. So I guess these times are correct. I was in the shower getting into bed at this time. So this, I would have been in bed by this time. 2:39 a.m. from Ballrag. Just got off the phone with Mama Nads. Nads is in the ICU. She says he was in a skateboarding accident. His brain is bleeding and it doesn't look good. She's going to call me back. So that was at 2:39 a.m. just 4 hours ago. This brings up a lot of questions. I mean, look, I'm not saying that this didn't happen. I don't know. I don't know any details about this. The timing, as you point out, is very, very suspicious. And it wouldn't be suspicious if it weren't for someone who didn't have a substance abuse problem.
And we were drinking yesterday. Of all days, it was a Thursday, and we were drinking during the show.
Did he get on his skateboard when he got home? And was this the electric skateboard? Is this the thing? Does he have the electric skateboard?
Yeah. But, I mean, I was texting with him. I didn't see him at all yesterday after the show, after I dropped him off his apartment. I was texting with him throughout the entire day. He seemed fine.
When was the last text that you got?
My last text was, I'm just guessing 8:30, but just to double check. And he seemed totally normal.
So no skateboard accident at 8:30 p.m.
No, 8:20 was my last text.
8:20. No skateboarding accident at that point. Yet.
No, all he said yesterday was going to hang out with his girlfriend. So.
Courtney, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. So did you guys ever think that maybe his mom was in the hospital, worried about him, before she thought to even text anybody?
Well, that's entirely possible.
Maybe he did skateboard at 9 o'clock. Doesn't get dark around here till 10. He fell, had a little too much tea.
What?
Until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wait, your phone cut out there. I don't know what, I think you weren't talking. But say that again?
Maybe he did drink a little too much, decide to get on his skateboard, fell. Mom may have been worried about him. If you have a kid, you're not worried about texting their coworkers as soon as your child.
Oh, I didn't say that it necessarily happened at 2:21 a.m. It could have happened at any time, but obviously it was after 8:20 p.m. when it happened.
Yeah,
correct. Yes.
Okay. You know, so I don't know what the timeline of this whole thing is. I don't know any of the details. I haven't talked to anyone. I just, as Dieter points out, it would just be a coincidence. I mean, what a tremendous coincidence that the day that he's loaded on the aftermath that he has this skateboarding accident where he has a brain bleed and broken bones in his face. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I don't know. I just, you know, I've been around the block with substance abuse people, and thankfully I've never dated anyone that's had these issues. I've you know, no one really in my family has anything like this, but you know, I've just seen that when you think, wow, what a coincidence, it generally is. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I guess I hope that he's okay.
I blame Douche.
No, I
mean, just by bringing all the alcohol in and let everybody drink, I mean, started all this.
I do have an update.
Well, I have a bottle of
Tito's.
Yeah, of Tito's.
For today?
What's for Bert?
Right, for Bert. No,
today I'm in. I'm saying yesterday, though.
Which it's Friday.
She started that. Okay. Yeah.
Friday, let's you're see. In. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm in today.
I'm in today.
100%. I'm just saying yesterday.
No. Even the guy with a broken face from the show, that doesn't dissuade you from.
I don't have a skateboard.
Okay, all right. You have a motorcycle.
True, but I'm not going to drive that half-wasted, half in the bag. I can't believe this.
You say that you have some sort of update. Is this from Mama Nads? You have
Correct.
An update from her?
Yes.
Okay. Let me take a break and give me this update. Again, I'm just digesting this because this just happened.
I was in shock waking up this morning.
This is... I did not check my text messages at all. I checked right before I went to bed, and I went to bed at about 2:15. I got in the shower. I get out of the shower, and my phone was still updating its software, so I go, forget it. And I kept waiting. Like, I sat there naked, standing there looking at my phone. Ew, she said, okay, all right, yeah. And I'm just naked staring at my phone because I had a worry. It was so late, and I go, oh, man, I'm so tired. I had set my alarm beforehand, but I'm like, what if this thing doesn't – if it has any issue with the install process, you know? Like, it's never happened before, but if for some reason this iOS update doesn't go well, I'm not going to wake up. I'm not going to wake – I have to wake up in 3.5 hours. I'm not going to wake up. So I'm just standing there waiting, and it doesn't do anything. It's just that little bar is barely moving. It's like, oh, forget it. I'll just go to bed. If I sleep through tomorrow's show, I sleep through tomorrow's show.
Oh. You would have missed all this.
I'll have my mom call and say I had a skateboarding accident.
Stop it.
So I did not see any of this stuff, so I'm just digesting this now. All right, let me take a quick break. We will be right back. Also, we have the shizzy, the news coming up, I guess. We'll be right back, and Doogie can give us this update that she has. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Roided up as Dieter is, you'd think his on-air performance would be enhanced.
What's the work?
Not so much. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave. Doogie's out of the studio, by the way. I'm assuming she'll be back in just a moment. Go ahead, Dave.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Yo, Dieter.
Yo.
Hey, hopefully Nats is all right, but I got a question. 3 points. First point is, can you get a DUI on a skateboard?
Yes.
I don't know if that's possible.
Yes.
The second one is a DUI... an automatic termination like Chad Zumach from iHeartRadio, and then my third point would be, or do they take like DUI terminations or terminations at all at iHeart on an individual basis? Like maybe Chad Zumach was doing other crap, or I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Is the skateboard that Nads wrecked on owned by a sponsor, a major sponsor of the of iHeart?
Oh, that's right.
All right. Well, I'll investigate all of those points. I'll have HR get back to you. Thanks, Dave. Will in West Palm Beach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Will.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say that I don't think there's any possible way for this to be an excuse as like someone who's like, because we all know that Naz has a history of substance abuse. But there's no possible way that this could, in my opinion, could this be an excuse, because it's too detailed of something to make up. Let's just say, like, he has broken bones in his face and everything like that.
Yeah.
Or brain bleeding and stuff. There's no possible way that even, I'm sorry, but that's not smart enough for a substance abuser to use as an excuse. That means that you guys have to do background information. You guys are going to have to see him eventually. If he has broken bones in his face, then he does. If he doesn't,
well,
the whole ruse is a lie.
Sure, right. Yeah, I don't think that that would be a lie. I don't think that that's made up.
I'm buying that.
The skateboard accident, that could be an issue. I mean, people get so drunk they fall down steps.
He fell down in
so what you guys are questioning. So you guys are questioning the nature of the accident, not whether or not.
Well, I don't even want to say I'm questioning the nature of the accident because I don't want to sound insensitive. But yeah, I guess I'm questioning the nature of the accident. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just the timing of it is coincidental that he was blasted yesterday when he left here, and then he has broken bones in his face from a skateboard accident. So,
and a brain bleed.
And a brain bleed. I mean, anything's possible. I don't know.
But no, yeah, that's why I'm trying to get at there. Like, I understand the fact that, like, yeah, like, I'm not questioning the nature of the accident. I actually think he's genuinely hurt. But, like, the fact that you're saying that it's connected, of course it's connected. If he left the aftermath yesterday loaded up, you know, I think it's connected. But that does that question his, I guess, his job at that point? Like, if you guys got him all loaded up on the aftermath, then he went out and did something on his own.
Well, first of all, no one got him loaded up. I didn't listen to the aftermath, didn't watch it. I have no idea what happened on the aftermath yesterday. So, you know, maybe they'll sue Bert Kreischer, who's going to be here later.
He's rich.
Yeah,
he's got money.
So
he just turned the car around.
He's like, oh, I don't need this.
Guys.
Yeah, forget this.
Jesus.
But I mean, I don't know the answer to any of those questions. It's possible it's completely unrelated. It's entirely possible it's unrelated. It's possible that it is related. Either way. I mean, when I got this email about the aftermath yesterday, I thought to myself, well, all right, at least they got out of there. They got an Uber home. Everything's cool. So, me personally, I don't care. But I did think to myself, man, these are two guys that have just been yelled at like five times in the past month. By management here saying, this is your last chance. Don't screw up. You have no more shots.
The famous talk.
Right. And then to just get loaded during the aftermath. Now, I don't know. I didn't hear it. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know if that's related to this skateboard accident or not, but. The thought, I mean, did that thought cross your mind when I read that email to you? Because, again, I didn't hear or watch it, so I got that email. But did that thought cross your mind? And I'm like, geez, I'm not a prude, all right? I mean, you know me, Dieter.
No, yeah, you can party. You're not a poser partier.
But when it comes close to if five times I had the talk here at work because of my partying, I probably would dial it back.
No, you have to, or else you're out of a job. I mean, that's the two choices.
Just
you have.
A little bit. Yeah. And you know what I would really dial back is you know, doing it at work. Right. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Maybe the person who emailed is exaggerating. The guy who was there is very, very quiet.
Doing the phones.
He is. I mean, there's like a good
I'm sorry.
Things.
Right. No, I didn't think he was that drunk. Everybody else seemed to like the aftermath yesterday. Everybody else said it was great, and there was one angry person. So when we went home, we were pretty, I mean, we were buzzed, but it wasn't out of control by any means. We were drinking on air with Bert, and then it was it. I mean, it wasn't like we weren't going out of control. We weren't bonging beers or anything. Snitzer was there. I mean, Snitzer can tell you.
Yeah, there's a lot of positive phone calls or text messages and phone calls, I thought, for that. Everybody So I loved it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it could have been annoying. Listening to somebody buzz when you're totally sober, that sure, that could have been annoying. But I don't think it was out of control. Nobody's puking or anything or anything.
I mean,
it wasn't like,
it
just wasn't, it wasn't as nuts as that person's making it sound. I thought it was buzzed.
Okay.
And I didn't notice, I thought Charlie was a dick to me in the phone screener room. I was like, God, I'm just asking. He just, drunk Charlie had showed up.
No.
But
no.
I didn't know. Like, I had been talking.
No, it's because she was asking me for a specific picture or something. I'm trying to show her all these different pictures I have of stuff.
There's a lot going on. But I was talking to Charlie. I was talking to Nads. I didn't even know that they were drinking. I didn't think Nads
wasn't
falling
out of control.
Down. No.
Jimmy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jimmy.
Rover, COY.
Arbe, what's happening?
Well, one, not the reason I'm calling in, but I'll just back Charlie. I thought the aftermath was phenomenal yesterday.
Maybe we should install like some sort of bar here then.
We could
I've been saying that for years.
And every day they could just...
A bar cart.
Yeah.
Not why I'm calling in. One, I don't think we've gotten to the update yet, so I hope the update is good. I hope this it's a farce and Nads is okay, because if it's not, Fuji, you look like the most insensitive bitch.
And why?
I don't know if everyone in the studio knows why.
Yeah.
What did you do during the break? What did you lead into your live read with? Really?
Oh, I didn't hear this. What did she say?
Mom and Nads?
Yeah. She leads into her live read about children dying in birth or something.
Yeah.
With Nads' accident. And here's what happened today. You're going to use that as the intro to your live read?
Yeah.
How sensitive can you be?
Here's the thing, you dumbass. When I'm doing a spot for a client and I'm talking about these attorneys saving your child's life, you're damn right I'm going to make it relatable.
No,
and and if you listen...
Is it too late for them to save your child when he's 30?
No, here's the thing. I was saying how Mama Nads was devastated and she was so upset about her son. When you have that love for a child, you're going to...
You're exploiting a situation.
No, I'm not.
Maybe if it was a commercial about vodka, and you're like, oh, yesterday Bert had this kind of vodka.
No.
I get that. You make something relatable to the show.
This is talking about how a mother loves their son.
Personal injury attorneys, and then leads into that with Nads getting in a skateboard accident and brain bleed and broken bones in his face and all of that.
I didn't exploit it.
She has no tact, Jimmy.
Jimmy,
if the update is that it's fake.
No.
I do, too. I want to get to the update because Doogie does have an update. Hold that thought. I just have so many people on the phone here. Matt, let me take two more calls or so, and then give me the update. Matt, good morning. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Hi, Matt.
Morning, Rover.
Hey.
First of all, I hope Matt is okay. But if he's in the hospital with the brain bleed, how is he even telling his mom he's worried about his job? Wouldn't that be the last thing on your mind?
I did wonder about that. I mean, I don't know much about brain bleeds, but if you have a brain bleed, Dieter, are you conscious, first of all?
I don't know.
I mean,
why would you lose your job because you fell off a skateboard?
I think this is all of his mom. His mom is worried after this accident. She's like, I better start calling people.
Well, she had his phone, obviously, so she must have been at the hospital with him because she texted me from his phone at 2:21 a.m. saying that Nads had been in a skateboard accident, doesn't look good, brain bleed, broken bones in face, neurosurgeon being called in, and then said Nads is worried he's going to lose his job. I did think that when I read that. I go, man, if they're calling, normally when they're calling a neurosurgeon, like, you're like, you're out of it.
They have to relieve the pressure of the bleed. Sometimes you have to put a hole.
Oh, you drill a hole into your skull.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be worried about my job at all. Now, I guess with Nads' history of no call, no show, because he was passed out on drugs, that he may be thinking, if he's conscious, he may be thinking, I'm going to get in trouble because I'm not going to show up to work. Now, obviously, any normal work environment, if you have an accident, you know, if I were in a car accident at 2 o'clock this morning and I couldn't make it into work and my job, I wouldn't be worried. Even if my job didn't know what happened to me, I wouldn't be worried like, oh, they're going to fire me, because once they find out, they're going to have some sympathy. One guy thinks that maybe it wasn't a skateboard accident, that Nads is dating this girl who has what Nads has described as a huge, crazy ex-boyfriend.
Oh, a meathead.
Jesus.
And now the guy's back on the line. Jeff, you are thinking that maybe there was an altercation?
Yeah, it just sounds kind of weird that late at night that maybe he's trying to cover for this new girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. He doesn't want to get him in trouble. That maybe this guy pummeled him.
Yeah, but if a guy pummeled me, I wouldn't want to cover for the guy. I'd want to
get him charged.
A little bit weird, though.
True. No, the only thing is with the skateboarding thing, down in Miami when we went there, he fell off the skateboard and he got into an accident. He's not the best on the skateboard, sober or drunk.
Yeah.
He wiped out down there.
Well, all right. Dooge, you say that you have an update. Tell it to me right after Dave. Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Rover, CLY.
Arbe, what's happening?
Not much, man. Hey, I skateboarded for years, man. It'd be very hard for you to hit your head that bad. I honestly think he might have been skateboarding down the road and got hit by a car or, you know, something along those lines, a little bit more severe than just falling off the skateboard. And then the second part of it is that now if he's actually in the hospital and going through this, they're going to put him on pain meds, man, and this could start the vicious cycle back over for him. And I really
didn't even think about that.
I know.
You know, I mean, they might put him on something that's not, you know, they're going to put him on something very, very strong while he's in the hospital. But when he goes home, man, this could cause a lot of issues.
Yeah, if you have broken bones in your face, they've got to give you something.
Oh, yeah.
My brother broke his jaw, and he was on pain meds for, like, 4 months, man. And I just, like, you know, I don't want anything bad to happen to Nat.
Right, right.
Anybody else does either. But
I mean, do you just power – if that were you, Dieter, and you had a substance abuse problem, pill problem, and you broke bones in your face – but you were clean and sober, but you had just kicked this habit, would you say, I'm going to weather the pain and not take these pills? Or what do
first,
you do?
But when the pain's so bad, Rover, I think you're going to need the pills. I would worry about getting clean after I'm all better. I think at the time, you're just going to want to deal with the pain with the pills.
All right, Dougie, give me your update. What do you have for me? The text message that came in at 2:21 a.m. says, sorry, Rover, it's Mama Nads. Nads had skateboard accident, has brain bleed, broken bones and face. He's being admitted to ICU. They are consulting a neurosurgeon. He's afraid he's going to lose his job. Please call so he can hear it from you, please. And then Ballrag just got off the phone with Mama Nads. Nads is in ICU. She says he was in a skateboarding accident. His brain is bleeding and it doesn't look good. She's going to call me back. Now, I didn't know of any of this until I actually got into work. Hadn't checked text messages on my phone. And I'm hit with this while we're on the air. What do you have?
So I wake up to 10 missed phone calls from Mom and Nads and that text that you just read. So I immediately call Mama Nads and she just starts saying all of this that had happened. He was with his girlfriend last night and as he normally does, he rides his boosted board.
Yeah, his electric skateboard.
He rides his skateboard up to the store to get some smokes. So he said to his girlfriend, I'll be right back. And he goes to get some smokes and he never comes back. So witnesses were there, I guess. Police call Mom and Nads and say, your son's in the hospital. He's in ICU. He's at some hospital, which doesn't even exist. So then she is freaking out, has to find where is my son. And she finds him. He's in ICU currently. There is a brain bleed. There are, it's an orbital broken bone.
Oh, that's right here. Right here. Yep. Just right.
Ooh. Must have went down right in his face.
And the reason why
you could do that, like if you hit, this guy's like, I don't think you could do it skateboarding. If it's at night, I'm assuming this is at night, obviously. And if you hit like
a curb,
I'm thinking like one of those parking blocks in a parking lot. Like,
yeah.
If you hit something, you don't see whatever. Dude, you could.
If your hands don't catch you,
Right.
Or even slow it. I mean.
Apparently there were people around. They called the police. The board got away from him. And he fell.
What do you mean the board got away from
him? I don't know how they, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes it just gets ahead of you and you just wipe out. I don't know if he hit something.
Let me talk to our boosted board expert on this.
I wouldn't think the board got away from him the way Doogie's thinking, because, I mean, the board's powered, and it goes 24 miles an hour.
Okay.
So if he's going full speed, but I wouldn't think it would slip out from under him, because then he'd fall on the back of his head,
right,
which wouldn't be the orbital. I'm guessing he probably hit a rock. I mean, if you're hitting a rock, and especially if it's night out, you can't even see. Small rocks can take you out on a skateboard, and like, you won't even be able to see it. Next thing you know, you're flying through the air.
Okay.
Especially, and that's a normal skateboard that goes at push strength, you know. Like a normal speed.
They put like bigger wheels on all-terrain tires on these boosted boards. I mean,
These are bigger.
If a little rock can throw you off this thing.
These are bigger than normal wheels.
I mean, there happen to be rocks everywhere.
These are bigger than normal wheels.
But it's still dangerous.
Don't forget, no helmet.
No helmet.
But you don't want to look like a nerd.
It doesn't matter.
No, it looks better to have a broken orbital.
No.
Right.
And brain bleed.
So Mom and Dad's tracks him down. He's in ICU, and the reason why we weren't notified right away, she can't lose her second son. She's already lost one son. So she...
I wouldn't even... If I were... I wouldn't let Nads out of my sight.
I wouldn't either.
You've lost one son. This one's crazy.
I agree.
Like, lock him up in a room with no skateboard.
She's freaking out. She needs to find him. Can't find the hospital. She finds him, and he is in excruciating pain. And the only thing that's coming out of his mouth, I can't lose my job. I can't. They don't like me. I can't lose my job. They're going to fire.
Who doesn't like?
I said to Mom and Nads, I said, Jesus Christ, tell him to knock it off. The thing that he needs to do is to get better. We're not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to lose his job. He needs to heal and get better. That's our main concern. Don't worry about us. She's like, but that's his life. I said, oh my God. His life is in the ICU.
Right. His life is in the hospital.
Right.
Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
What's up, Rover?
Hey.
Hey, man, listen. You know, the thing is that this could be a potentially life-threatening thing. And the sad thing is that, you know, you guys have given him a chance many times. However, this might be it for him. I mean, the guy's got to change his life or he's going to end up dead.
Well, you know, I don't know the details of if he was loaded. All I know is that he was in a skateboard accident, and I guess that could happen to anyone. But
correct.
That's irrelevant. The reality is he's in an ICU center. He's got a brain bleed, okay? It was a traumatic injury. But I can tell you just by listening to Doogie's commentary that he is conscious. He's got stable mental status. He's not confused. If he's talking, that's a totally different scenario. Now, you can have a brain bleed without it being life-threatening because obviously there's different severities, but I can tell you from experience that if they're consulting a neurosurgeon to put in, you know, some kind of they call it a bolt, and it'll essentially evacuate the blood away from the brain to...
what do they have to do, drill into your skull?
They do. Wow. And they put a drain in there, and it drains the blood away from, you know, portions of his brain to where it's not going to impede, you know, like life-sustaining body process.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but, you know, what I want to say is he's got to stop. He's an addict. And, you know, as soon as all this stuff came back and he started drinking again, you know, alcohol is a substance. The guy has absolutely no filter at all, and that's the problem with addicts.
Here's the thing, though. But
they switch their addiction, though.
I don't know why our I'd love to, Jason, I'd love to keep you on the line, but my I'm hearing an echo when we talk here, so sorry. I don't know what it is. I had to hang up with his phone.
Something. I can't hear Doogie twice. She talks once, and then the echo, hearing her again, oh, it's too much.
Double the misery.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I agree. I don't think Nads should be drinking, but these are two separate scenarios.
Could be.
You can't say it's separate when yesterday was the day we were drinking on air. You can't say, if it was any other day where it's just a normal day, yesterday was a different day. We were drinking during the show.
He wasn't falling down.
We don't know what happened after the show if he kept the party going.
He could have done it with Charlie.
What's the point of guessing? Is he drunk? Is he not? Is he going to live? What's the biggest concern?
What the guy was saying is that he has to change his lifestyle.
He does.
If indeed it was related, then the guy's absolutely right.
Let's wait till he pulls through and lives. Then we can all talk about that. But blaming him and trying to figure out what happened, why it happened, it doesn't make any sense. Let's have compassion and concern for a person that's on our show that's possibly dying right now is my biggest thing. Like, well, he might have been drunk. Okay. He might have been high. Who knows? What does any of that matter right now?
I pray that's not true.
What?
I pray that
he was sober. I don't know if he was. I wasn't with him yesterday. Does it matter if he was drunk or not right now? No, he could be dead. That's the concern.
What we're watching right now, according to Mom and Nads, is whatever this brain bleed is.
Yeah.
I don't know what a brain
bleed is. Brain bleeds.
Yeah. But I don't know.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
So they have to monitor.
What happens when your brain bleeds?
I think it's something with your foot.
Yeah, your foot bleeds out.
Shut up. But they have to monitor to make sure the bleed doesn't get bigger.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
It's serious. Very serious, right.
Now, so he's in the hospital now. In ICU, you said?
Yes.
I mean, that's serious.
He wants to go home.
Oh, my God. He wants to go home.
He wants to go home to heal. And
well, the problem with people, like, they hit their head, they feel fine. You remember there was a woman who, I think it was this like 30-year-old woman or something. She was skiing. Do you remember this story? It was a couple of years ago. She was skiing. She hit a tree. She felt fine.
Wasn't the senator's wife? Somebody's wife. It was an actor. It was the famous...
Liam.
Taken.
Liam Neeson's wife.
I will find you.
So she gets in a skiing accident. She gets up. She feels fine. She's like, no, I'm okay. I'm okay. She's fine. She's acting fine. A few hours later, dead.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing. When you hit your head, you feel fine. You're just like, I just want to lay down. I just want to take a nap.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah. That's when you do it, then you die.
But the good thing is he is in the hospital. He is in ICU. He's at an amazing hospital where they can monitor all of this, whereas your story you had just said, you know, she just took a nap and that was it. But the doctors are monitoring him, and that's what they're watching for is the brain bleed. And I was like, oh, Jesus, what is Charlie okay? And it was just, you think that the two of them. Oh, my God, please. I hope that, you know, because
you're like riding
been,
the skateboard together.
No.
Or something.
Yeah. Because you're usually
hugging each other.
Yeah, tandem reach around. Board. Yeah.
But they
holding
do.
Holding on to each other's wieners.
They,
as we go. Yeah.
They do normally go out to the park, and that's the first thing I thought was, and I didn't want to ask, but the mom had told me that it was just Nads that went out just to get some smokes. And
what time did this happen?
I didn't ask. I didn't think that was important. I just wanted to make sure he was okay. So.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. What time is Bert Kreischer coming?
Here right
oh,
now.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah.
He's here. Okay, all right. We need a little pick-me-up. Like, he's a ball of energy, that guy.
Yeah, we got to fill him gotta, in.
We got to move from the depressing to the inspirational. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Your life doesn't get better by chance.
If your life had a face, I would punch it.
It gets better by choice. Choose Rover's Morning Glory and improve your life. Kind of.
You know who met out there in out on Skid Row? Jeffrey LaRocque and Bert Kreischer out there right now conversing with one another. Look at this. I mean, they're just, I mean.
And not a single mention of Nads Rover. Jeffrey moved right on.
Doesn't care.
No, Jeffrey, it's all about roller coasters. What's the best one to ride?
Because Bert's been to like every amusement park in the world.
Yeah, he had a show about that.
Jeffrey's been to 2 amusement parks, but he reads about them constantly.
Yeah.
So they're going off, right? Jeffrey's just going off.
They're both in great moods. It's like nothing happened. It's just another normal day.
Man, so Bert had to, just trying to think of his schedule yesterday. So he had to, well, let's bring him in.
Sure.
Let's talk to him because He was on the show for a long time yesterday, and I'm just thinking about his schedule yesterday because he came in, he did our show. He then went and he did television.
TV, wasted.
Then someone told me he did the afternoon show
here
on the radio station.
Full press
then
tour.
Then he has to do his stand-up. You performed last night too, right?
Yeah, I did an hour 40.
So he performed last night. Then he has to wake up and come in and get started again this morning. When do you sleep?
I sleep. I put in little cat naps. I call, you know, little power naps.
Are you like me? I went to bed at 2:15 this morning.
So. I stayed out pretty late last night.
But I wasn't partying. I was working. Were you partying last night?
Yeah, I would consider it work.
Man, this is, I would love to have the
stamina?
Recovery ability that this guy does. Our operations manager here, the head honcho, Saskeith. We name him that because he looks like Sasquatch and his name is Keith.
Saskeith.
And he claims that he's never had a hangover in his life.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know how that's
possible.
It's what I have the same thing. It's almost like a blood sugar inadequacy. So what happens to me is, I think there's times that I'm still drunk, I just have a cup of coffee and I feel creative. I almost like the hangover as much as the buzz.
That is crazy.
That makes me want to kill
you. So you don't have what I get when I go out and drink. Like I said yesterday, I tend to overdo it. Once I get started, it's like party time. It's go, go, go for 6 hours, 8 hours. And then I pass out. I go to bed and I wake up. I feel horrible and I'm out for I'm out of commission for 5 days.
No, I don't have that. I have a thing called the Mickey Mantle gene where I just.
You just keep going. You can drink.
I'm very punitive. So if I party too hard, I hear in my voice, I go, you know what? Let's get up and go to the gym. Let's run.
I can't get out of bed, let alone go to the gym.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I go to the gym. I'll be like, I run 5 miles every day. So I'm like, all right, if I really went hard, I'm like, you're not gonna cheat on this. You got to get on the treadmill. And don't get me wrong, I won't get on and start sprinting 5 miles.
Yeah.
But I get on, I walk like a mile at like a four, and then I start running, and then I'll walk and run, and then walk and run, and then I'll kill. I try to do like a 7-minute mile every time. But yeah, I'm very punitive.
Are you pounding water when you wake up or before you go to bed?
I don't really drink a ton of water.
How the hell? My brain is like in a vice when I wake
me
up.
Too.
It's so tight. And I have 10 ulcers when I wake up. It feels like I'm like, oh, I just got to throw up. I'm in excruciating pain.
I don't
after
throw
hard
up.
How? I don't understand how you can pull this
I'd
off.
I'd be drinking as much as Bert every day if I didn't have hangovers.
That's why I don't.
I would drink nonstop.
But I think I probably drink differently than you guys drink. Like, I don't really, I think people think I drink a lot more than I do. I mean, I do drink a lot, but last
you were
night
on TV with a Four Loko yesterday.
Right.
I
feel
I don't drink that much, right?
But on national TV with a cup of booze,
that wasn't national. That was a local
station. By the way, I do this all the time where I say something and they're like, "Hold on, you're completely lying." But even last night's show, I didn't start drinking on stage until I started telling the machine story.
Yeah.
So I did 57 minutes, and then I was like, I had anyone that was there, I had a Tito's and soda on stage. As soon as I said, when I was 22, I got involved with the Russian Mafia, I was like, we are on cruise control right now. By the way, that story took 47 minutes last night because it was just a cavalcade of chaos. That story was, it got so out of control. It was hilarious.
Now, do you think those guys in Russia, you told us a story yesterday, Bert
was on a student trip. I want to tell it again today, only for that one guy that tweeted, dude, he tells us every time he's on Rover. And you're like, he's never been on Rover before. And he was like,
I saw that.
And I was like,
damn that guy.
I was like, by the way, what person, what? Why is that his complaint?
Right.
I was like, just enjoy it.
Yes.
I was thinking about this yesterday for some reason. I tend to overanalyze everything.
Oh.
And when I do an interview, I'm very hard on why didn't I ask this? Why didn't I do that? Why, I overanalyze. But I was thinking of this from your perspective because you and I during a commercial break talked about how a lot of these comedians have podcasts now, and they used to be like, yeah, screw radio, this radio host, this guy sucks, that sucks, radio sucks, morning zoo, blah, 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 till they got podcasts and they go, oh, this is really hard to talk for 4 hours straight, or even a podcast an hour straight, or whatever. Now I've totally lost my train of thought. I don't know what the hell.
Overanalyze.
So I was overanalyzing, and I was thinking about what it's like to be Bert, and going from TV to radio, day in, day out, every trip, telling the same stories over and over. And you have to do it in a way, it's a talent, I suppose, to tell stories in a way that is still makes it engaging for anyone who may be listening, but that you yourself have told a million times.
It was easy. Yesterday was easy because we got into it very organically. What I can't stand was people like, hey, man, I hate to ask you to do this. Can you tell us the Russian mob story? And you're like, yeah, I don't mind at all. Could you make that a little more organic? I feel like a stripper. They're like, let's go.
Well, the other thing that I was thinking is that as if you're a comic or whoever, a radio guy, whatever, you think that people, because you're so wrapped up, you know your career. You've been telling this story for years. You know everything. And everyone that comes up to you, I love that story about the Russian mobsters. So in your mind, everyone knows that story. But in reality, probably out of the people listening yesterday to this show, 10% maybe have heard that story before.
Maybe even less, in my opinion.
Right.
Daniel Tosh told me, he was like, I'm going to misquote him, but it doesn't matter. But I saw him, and he'd written all this new material. And I was like, God, I got to write more. And he was like, no, you don't. He's like, just keep trying to be good.
Doing the good stuff.
And he goes, and I said, really? He goes, you are overestimating how many people know who you are.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but I tell the machine story. It's got like a million views. He goes, there's more than a million people in this world that haven't heard that. Like, he's like, and I didn't realize that until it went viral. When it got 26 million views, I was like, wow, there was 26 million people that never heard the story. Then it got, on another channel, it got like 68 million views. And then it just kept. People would steal it, rip it. By the way, you're more than welcome to put that on. If you had a Facebook page content, just rip it, put it on your page, post it. I don't care. Do that with anything I have mine. But and that's when you realize you're like, oh, no one's heard this. Like, I did a show where I just rode roller coasters.
Yeah, yeah. He is a self-professed roller coaster junkie, although I swear to you, he's only been on a roller coaster like twice in his life. Yeah. I'm not kidding you.
By the way, I spent 3 years just hanging out with guys identical to him.
Sorry.
Really? Well,
3 years. Yes.
Send them my way. We can always use more Jeffries. And if anything happens to this guy, we need a replacement ASAP.
But Travel Channel, I kept telling them, like, hey, pull some of the content and put it up for viral videos. It's just a 44-year-old man losing his mind. I cry on one ride. It's just really great stuff. And they're like, don't worry, we know how to run our social media. And I was like, okay. One girl accidentally posts a clip of me on this thing called Pterodactyl. It's one of the coolest rides you've never seen. It's a really cool ride. She posted it. She doesn't know that I've been fired and that you're not supposed to put content of shows that they
that they don't like anymore.
That,
yeah,
that they don't want to succeed. It gets 100 million views like within 3 days. I think right now it's got almost 200 million views, and it is the biggest thing they've ever done as a network ever. And is this one clip? And I was like, and that is perspective wise. That means that every third parent at your school has seen that clip.
Yeah.
Like, that is 200 million views means almost everyone's seen that. That is mind-blowing.
I want to see it now.
Some of these music. It's on
if you go to Travel Channel's Facebook page, it's their number one video.
Like, music videos now, this
Vivo.
This Despacito song.
What's Despacito?
Despacito, the song? You never heard this?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Are you dead serious?
Justin Bieber, right, Spanish.
I think I heard a little bit of it.
If you turn the radio on, it's on. Any channel.
They play it nonstop. But this has become the beat that Psy guy, the Gangnam Style. I think this is the most watched video now. But videos are getting over a billion views on YouTube now.
Despacito.
This is the number one song in the country right now.
You're lucky.
Yeah, how do you stay away from this?
Oh, I like this.
This is the Biebs singing in Spanish.
I love the Biebs.
And then it gets into Luis Fonsi is the guy's name, I believe. This is the number one song. Like this is
Justin Bieber's Spanish is amazing.
But he can't speak it.
But then they asked him, like, he was at a club, and they go, he was up on stage, they go, sing that song. He's like, I don't know the words. They must, when you're recording a song like this, they must have someone that just, that goes line by line. Yeah. And and it probably took a whole day to record his one verse. And you, if you mispronounce a word, they go, no, no, it's this, not that. So it's got to be a tedious, because he has no clue what the hell he's saying. He doesn't speak Spanish.
That is brilliant.
Isn't
that
it?
He doesn't know Spanish, but he sang this song. That is.
You, someone mentioned to me yesterday. We talked about the Biebs. He hit a photographer.
Yeah.
A person emailed me and they said, you have to analyze this video, Rover, that this guy broke it down for me. He goes, there's something fishy going on. Apparently, Bieber comes out. He tries to open up his back door to his SUV, so there he gets tries to get into the wrong door. Then he, what else does he do? I think he started to drive, but he didn't have it in drive, so the engine just revs up, and then he's like, "Oh God, I'm not in drive." So he moves it from park to drive, and then runs over the guy. This guy was saying, "Hey." The Biebs was loaded when he ran over this paparazzi, but
really?
I don't know if that's just some guy really, you know, overanalyzing that. I think I do. Let me see here. You want to see this video again?
Let's. Yeah, I love it.
Let's look at this quickly. Here it is.
Justin, are you going to start your own church?
So let's see.
Are you going to be a pastor?
What's up with you, Biebs? How you been, my
he
man?
He does try to open up the back door first.
Justin Bieber, looking good, bro.
Closes the door.
Right. Oh my God!
He put it right into drive and then ran over this guy.
Yeah, what are we gonna do?
Heal him, bless him, Lord.
Call an ambulance.
But look, the Biebs does have compassion for the guy that he just ran over, which is
wow.
Is there anything you can do?
I'm blessing him in the name of Jesus. Okay.
We called it already, man.
I can just feel it.
Okay. Look at this guy.
Is he praying over him?
I don't know, but you know that this. Paparazzi guy's like, this is my payday.
$1 million.
Oh my God, yes.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah.
My cousin.
Hey, Rover, one of the things about that video I read about that video was the fact that, because there are all the other photographers are standing around, the Biebs got sarcastic, goes, hey, you guys make sure you get enough footage. One day he was trying to say he was trying to help the person, even though the police said he was fully cooperative.
I love Bert's face to this. This is amazing to me. He's never seen anything
you,
like this.
You know other people like Jeffrey?
Yeah.
I don't know one other person
How
like
do you find
Jeffrey.
ATO
for life.
I don't. I mean, people like Jeffrey are drawn to roller coasters.
And to you.
There's like, something about Jeffrey's personality, I'll speak very broadly, that he likes confinement and he likes tracks.
Uh-huh.
And so guys of Jeffrey's ilk love the same stuff. They love putting in a harness and they love tracks.
And they love talking about it
and analyzing it, and doing it
over and over and over and over and over again.
Repetitive. They like to keep count of how many times they've written things. They like to talk.
So all of these, when you worked and you did this show, and you would run into these people.
Run into them, and they're all very similar in that. And I'll say this about Jeffrey, but very sweet men. It's all men.
Yeah.
Not a lot of women. All men. Very sweet. Very endearing and very compassionate and passionate about what they love.
You've misread Jeffrey completely. He's a bad father, right? I mean, right, Jeffrey? Would you consider yourself a passionate person?
Leo. I'm also into planes, wrestling, architecture, history, that kind of stuff.
So, loves repetition.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
Movie lines? We do movie lines every day, same movie lines.
Same movie lines all the time.
There's a certain type of person who you can say, hey, what was the name of that Carole King album? And then him go, oh, you mean Tapestry?
Yeah.
She wrote, what were the songs?
And then it came out in
It's too late, so far away, Smack Water Jack, I Hear the Earth Move, Beautiful.
Right there.
When did that album album come out?
1971.
You're totally right.
That's said that was her most celebrated album.
See?
Wow.
He is a crazy guy. I love this guy.
Yeah, I've hung out.
Now, he's not been diagnosed with it. It's got to be Asperger's, right? It has to be.
I'm not an expert. I'm not telling you anything. I had one father one time. Him and his son couldn't connect. Except when they were on a roller coaster. It was this black dude. He was yoked. He looked like Phil Heath. And he was like, I go, it's really cool that you guys can do this. And he goes, yeah. A lot of parents with autistic kids, this is how we connect. And I went, really? And he goes, yeah. They like tracks. They like being restrained. It makes them comfortable.
Yeah.
I said, really? He goes, yeah. And he goes, yeah. He's like, look around. You're just hanging out with autistic people. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I realized, I like Austin.
You'd think autistic people would be freaked the hell out by getting on a roller coaster.
My son wasn't, because I took my son about two weeks ago. We went to Conneaut Lake Park on a warm Saturday or Sunday afternoon. My son and I, we rode the Blue Streak together. He had a blast.
Yeah.
So my son's starting to get my roller coaster riding genes.
That's the third time he's been to that amusement park, and only the first time it's ever been open.
You got to tell Bert what happened.
He goes to this amusement park, but he refuses to look up to see if it's open.
Well, this time,
and this is like how far away is it?
Oh, an hour and a half, 2 hours, right?
About an hour and a half. Because this time we looked it up before we went, so we knew the place was open.
So they drive there.
It wasn't always.
They get
a trip.
There and it's closed. He's done that not once but twice.
Like Wally World. They go. It's closed for 2 weeks for reconstruction, and Jeff has to turn back around.
Traffic's good. Traffic's great. I don't know why.
Look at this parking spot. Yeah,
no. It's Christmas. Today's Christmas. Oh, what year does Thanksgiving fall on this year?
Now, I believe yesterday I got a text message. And they said that Bert added all his shows sold out yesterday, and he added another show, which I think is probably an unusual thing to do. I don't know. Maybe they do these comedy clubs.
Okay, here's what happened. Doogie was on. I was reading tweets, and Doogie was going back and forth with this guy, and I was like, "What?" I was following that, and then she said something like, "We'd love to have Bert back tomorrow." By the way, I had a really great time doing your show yesterday. And I was like, I would love to come back. There was no reason to, like, cause I was like, I'm already sold out. But I was like, I'll just come back anyway. So I was going back and forth with her. And then I said to Scott, he was like, you don't want to go in, right? And I was like, no, I do. He was like, well, what for? I was like, do I need to have a reason? I just want to come in and hang out. I had a really good time. It was a fun show to do. And he was like, okay. And then I was like, maybe should we just add a show and we'll sell tickets to that? And he was like, you want to do that? And then Nick, the owner, is a great guy.
Yeah.
Might be one of the best comedy club owners I've ever worked with.
Low talker. You have to get close because sometimes you can't hear him. Yeah. He's a low talker. Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He's the best. And he was like, do it and I'll make it worth your while. And I was like, okay.
So you're doing three shows when? Tomorrow night?
Or Saturday. Tonight? Tomorrow night. Yeah. Tonight's two shows. Yeah.
Is that hard to do three?
Yeah.
And that takes stamina.
I did one on mushrooms one time. We do the first show. I won't say names, but it's me, Pete Corielli, Billy Gardell. Some guy just drops off mushrooms in the green room, and we're in Texas, and we're like, when was the last time you guys did mushrooms? And they're like, I don't know, let's do mushrooms. So we all ate mushrooms. We do the first show, then we all get ready for the next show, and we all eat mushrooms. We do the next show. I go last, and I can feel it kicking in a little bit. I'm like, oh, thank God. We get off stage. And Pete's got a look of terror in his face, and he's like, dude, we got three shows tonight. I was like, what? I got up for the late show and had a complete panic attack because, first of all you can see from stage usually is the candles. That's all you see. But I'm seeing the candles, and they're waving at me. Like, I turn my head, and they're going, and I'm like, oh, this is bad. I'm seeing shadow people in the back of the room staring at me, and I realize in a moment of like pure clarity, I am a father. My children depend on my brain to write jokes, to pay their bills.
To make a living.
And I was like, I am messing with the chemistry of my brain, the thing that works really well right now. I'm like, why would you do this? I get off stage and I look at Pete and Billy. I need to go home.
I've never done shrooms. One time in high school, a kid offered. I grew up in Las Vegas, so you get a fake ID. My first fake ID, I was 14 years old. So we're in a club. I'm probably like 17. And this guy goes, I have shrooms, but I'd never done shrooms. I'm not a big drug guy. And he's like, let's do these. And so I'm like, okay, but I was really nervous. I'm like, what's going to happen? And he's like, I don't know, whatever he told me. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to start freaking out. I'm going to see like pink elephants coming out of the wall. I don't know what the hell is going
pink
on.
Pink elephants?
So I have these shrooms and I don't remember exactly how I did it. If I faked that I was doing it, I don't even think I put it in my mouth. I ended up flushing it down the toilet.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, and then I just pretended.
Like you're
the guy kept asking, like, "You feeling anything yet?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to act on shrooms, but I had to fake it.
Why not just do them at that point? You know?
Well. I was nervous. I didn't know what it was going to do to me.
My suggestion, if you're ever going to take mushrooms, and I wouldn't suggest to do drugs at all to anyone. I just happen to do them. But take mushrooms in the afternoon, like on a beautiful afternoon.
Yeah.
Do something outdoorsy. Like nighttime always, every time I took mushrooms at night, I always ended up seeing shadow people.
Let me tell Bert. What he probably doesn't even know what happened yesterday.
I hope he doesn't. Do you not know anything?
No.
Oh yes.
All right.
Teeter.
No, I'm not saying that's good.
Well, Jesus. So
Jesus
so,
Christ. I want him to know.
He's so pumped up over this.
Pumped up that he doesn't know until now.
Okay. Now, so no one tell him.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. You keep him away from Jeffrey because Jeffrey will just. You know,
okay.
Jeffrey
and Dushy will tell him.
No,
oh,
Dushy.
She's the worst.
Yeah, she has to be the one. What to happened? Tell
absolute worst.
Wait,
she just
what happened?
Blurts things out, and
I won't talk to him.
Did I wait? Hold on. What happened?
No. I'll
my
tell you.
My wife does this to me.
We're good at that.
This is what's called a tease
yes.
in the business. All right, let me take a quick break. Bert Kreischer is here with us. So you do have one show tomorrow that tickets are on sale for.
Yes, like 11:30 show. That's going to be the burner. That's the show you want. I mean, in my opinion, you want to go
to. That's the one you
want
to go to?
Oh, when I don't know what material I have and haven't done,
yeah.
That's when it gets. Last night was one of the best shows I've ever had. It was just insane. Some girl was passed out hammered. There's a part of the joke where the teacher says, in Russia Mob, that if you go to Russia, you get a minor. And then I go, let's go to Russia and bang some minors. 3 minutes later, in this joke, 3 minutes later, this drunk girl just goes, wait, you had sex with a kid?
Oh.
And I could not stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing at the fact that she just like woke up and was like, hold on, I know this guy.
Took 3 minutes to process that.
It took 3 minutes. And then I told her, and then there's a part where I say I had sex with a cat. And then I said, if you are as good as I think you are, you'll time that 3 minutes from now and say, wait, you had sex with a cat? And I said, I'll cue it up. I'll wink at you. So in the middle of any time, I just wink, and it was destroying because I just wink. And then like halfway through my show, someone's like, or halfway through the bit, someone's like, you know she's gone, right? They kicked her out.
Oh, no.
All right. Bert has his third show that they added tomorrow night. For tickets, 216-736-4242. Let me take a quick break. We'll sure. be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Jeffrey LaRoque.
Question for Jeffrey. If he's married, why is he out trying to hit on chicks all the time? And what's he going to do when he brings home gonorrhea to his wife? I'm just curious.
Who? Donna Reed?
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Bert Kreischer added a third show, and they're paying him in vodka, and that's it.
Looks like two huge bottles in here.
Yes.
We call them handles in this business.
Handles.
That's what she pulled out the first one, and it was just half, not even half full.
It's like only a quarter left in the bottle.
And that is my wife's move right there. I brought the Tito's, and I'm like, why wouldn't you bring the brand new handle? Why are you bringing two? And then I start getting real. I go, I'm the only one drinking this, right? Like, I don't want other people, oh, I want to try Tito's. No, you don't get to try it today. You try it when we have a new handle. You can't try it on this one. We want a river float. And my wife's like, I got beer. I went, cool. It's me and my two best friends that I grew up, Opie and Weecho. And we get there, and it's 18 Miller Ultralights.
For three people and Ultralights.
Not even three people. Her family's there. Her cousins are there. 18 ultralights.
That's not good.
Who gets ultralights in the bottle? We're floating a river in a bottle. At one point, I go, I may have to cheat on you for this. Like, there's no. I go, you get cans, and you get
it's only 18.
Yeah, get some tall boys. Now, get some
Does your wife? Does she party? Because no. You're like a world famous partier.
We have a thing in our family called unassisted sleeps. That's when you go to sleep without drugs or alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And I've pulled down 7 this year. My wife's taken 7 down a week.
Really?
My wife goes to sleep like a weary Brigham Young. Just, I guess I'm done thinking.
You know, some people, it causes a rub in a relationship. If one person is partying and drinking and going crazy and the other one isn't like that. A lot of couples, they get together when they first meet. It's just drinking, partying, you know, oh, we're having a great time.
Yeah.
And then one of them's like, all right, I'm going to dial it back. But the other one keeps going, and it causes a rift.
Yeah, my wife never really partied. And that's what I liked about her. I don't know if I could marry someone that partied. It would drive me nuts.
She's the responsible one.
Oh, hardcore.
Does she ever have to rein you in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My wife is a really interesting person. She, I cast a large wake.
Yeah.
So sometimes I can be really tough to be around. Like, if this is my biggest problem. It's not bad on radio. Like, if you tell me something, I'll tell you a good story. Like, I already want to tell you a story about motorcycles in Vietnam so bad. But it's good for radio. But at a dinner party, my wife's like, you need to listen to people also. And so sometimes my wife will bring a vape pen and be like, hey, why don't you go out back and take a hit of your vape pen? I'm like, oh, really? She's like, yeah.
That's a code for, Bert, you're talking too much.
Yeah, but just let everyone else be a part of it.
Yeah.
Because I will monologue to people.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah. And then my wife and my therapist teamed up, and they're like, you should travel with your vape pen. Because if I take a hit of a vape pen, like of weed, I stop drinking, I stop talking, and yeah. I just want to go to bed.
Now, do you say wildly inappropriate? See, I say things. I'm a shy, not shy, but I'm more of an introvert. Like, if we're at a dinner party, you're going to be doing the talking. I mean, I'll chime, but I just don't. In fact, that's actually the most uncomfortable thing for me. One-on-one, I'm fine. I can get on the radio. I can get out on stage at Rover Fest in front of 20,000 people. I can talk for an hour. But
by the way, I saw that shirt last night.
Which one? What shirt?
RVRFST.
Oh, Rover Fest.
Run DMC shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And
I thought
it said Reserve a Fist.
Now that's a shirt.
There you go. But I like in a dinner party setting, 6 people, 8 people, that's the worst for me. I'm very awkward in those situations. But I also tend to say things that afterwards I'll leave and my fiance will be like, oh, God, you really offended that guy. I go, what do you mean? I was just joking around. Like, I have a very dry sense of humor and I say stuff that apparently people take the wrong way. I think I'm joking, but apparently they don't realize that I'm not serious.
My wife's best friend, my wife's friend at a point in her life, we're at dinner, and she says, I'm going through a rough time. I was like, everyone has their low points. She goes, I tried to kill myself. And I guess what you're supposed to do in that situation is go, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how? And then, wait, this, it gets worse. And she goes, are you being serious? I go, yeah, I mean, you look good. Like, yeah, how?
And oh my God, your wife.
My wife is
jaw open.
Like, but also part of her is like, yeah, how? You do look good. Like, she goes, well, I guess if you have to know, I tried to jump off a cliff.
Oh my God.
And then I go, How did that not work? Like, how did you mess that up? Were you 5 feet from the edge and you only jumped 4 feet? You're like, I missed. And then she's like, what? And then I start laughing hysterically. I go, how did you not, like, what did you, like, fall onto a ledge? Did a billy goat and a miner pull you out of there? Like, I go, how did you not jump off a cliff? She goes, are you being serious right now? I go, yeah. Like, how did you not, can you fly? Like, what happened? And she's like, if you need to know, at the last minute, I chose not to do it. I go, no, you didn't try to kill yourself. You can't take that. And then I start arguing the point that she didn't try to kill herself. And my wife's like, let it go. What dog do you have in this fight? And I'm like, I stand for honesty. Like, that you didn't try to kill yourself. You just didn't jump. I've done that too. Like, that looks like it would hurt. I had one dinner when I decided to tell my wife and her friends in which order I think they'd want to have sex with me.
Oh my God.
I was like, I can tell you, I could have had sex with any of you guys here, but I chose her. And they were like, huh? And then I went through and was like, it was so bad.
They still talk about that. They still bring that up.
Oh,
sure.
Yes. Yeah, my wife is a saint.
Now, how long have you been married?
14 years.
And you have at least two kids. And they're how old now?
11 and 13.
They change you at all?
Yeah. I wasn't focused when I first got into comedy. I was just like, this is fun. I love it.
If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. No,
I was like, yeah, maybe I'll do TV. I don't know. I love doing stand up. And then my wife got pregnant and I immediately was like, oh, I got to work. Like I became a lot more humble. Mm-hmm. And I made phone calls that I would never have made single. Like I was like, call people and go, hey, I need to work. I'm having a child. Can you get me on the road? I need you to do this for me. And my manager or agent at the time, Matt Frost, got me on the road and I worked every week on the road. My first year my daughter was born for $700. You get $700 to feature. You had to fly yourself. You had to put yourself up. But I did that every single week, and I'd fly back. And I remember my dad, the first time my dad was like, I'm really proud of you. Like, that you're working this hard. Mm. And I was really focused. And then I was like, and then I think I looked at my career differently. I was like, I need to be working as hard as I can to provide for them. And but I don't think that would have happened if I just stayed single. I'd be like a lot of my friends living in L.A., Ari Shaffir, living in New York, doing spots, just bouncing around, mm-hmm. going to Costa Rica, going to Asia for a month, disappearing. I'd probably been like that.
Let me go to, we still have to tell Bert what happened. Chris, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Dieter, yo.
Yo.
Van Wilder, yo.
Yo.
What's going on? Hey, Rover, you know, you and Bert have a kind of a connection.
What's that?
He grabbed some guys up off the street from Cleveland when they were busking and took them to Vietnam.
To Vietnam?
Oh, I forgot about those kids.
Yeah, man, they're in the group Tropodelic that you put on the thing last year. On the
they were in a band that we had to play Roverfest. Why are my phones echoing today? Does anyone have any
it's
ideas?
It's only a couple different people.
I don't get this. We need Nads back.
You have to reset.
So they were in a band. They were in the band Tropodelic, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh.
Those are really cool kids. Good.
Chris and James, yeah. They're great guys.
So what did you do? How'd you take, you just pick up, now look, some guy comes, you told the story yesterday, you said that you thought Will Smith wanted to have sex with you. Some guy comes up to me, he goes, hey kid, you want to go to Vietnam with me? I go, this guy wants to do me up the butt.
Right. Yeah. We sat on 4th Street, is that what the club's on?
4th Street, yeah.
We sat on 4th Street, me and my crew. I had a show on Travel Channel called Trip Flip, and we would take two people on adventures of a lifetime. Usually it was a guy, a girl, that was like kind of our thing, like a couple. But we couldn't get we sat outside. There are people listening that definitely said no to this trip. We sat outside. We asked if you're adventurous. You know, what do you like doing for fun? Do you like travel? All the stuff, all the questions, like the lead-up questions. And then I go, all right, today's your day. If you're willing to say yes right now, I'll take you on a place. I won't tell you where it is. Say, are you in? And then everyone was like, yes. Where are we going, Paris? And I was like, we're going to Vietnam.
Oh.
And everyone was like, we're going to Nam? I was like, no. We're not going to war. It's not 1972. Like, we're going to Vietnam. And these two kids were on the street, and they were busking. They were, like, playing guitar. And if you gave them money, they'd sing a song.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I just had them sing a song with me. Like, we're, like, messing around. Thought it would be good, you know, good B-roll. And they were just really sweet, generous, like really like good kids. And then I just pulled my producer and said, you know, these kids would lose their mind if it took them to Vietnam. And they're like, oh my God, in a heartbeat. I go, that's what you want. You want a good reaction of someone wanting to go to this mm-hmm. place, right? And mm-hmm. they're like, yeah. I go, let's just take them. And they were like, really? So we go over to these kids and I was like, hey, can you guys got passports? And they're like, we can get them. I was like, you guys want to go to Vietnam? And they lost their mind.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they were the most, and by the way, I'm speaking about two guys that I know, but and my recollection's wrong. If I apologize if I'm offending them, but they didn't have any money. They were broke. They were really broke. And they had, the very first thing we did, we flew them into Vietnam. We went to Ha Long Bay on a junk boat, and we went rock climbing. I think James was the first one. By the way, there's an amazing video of me cleaning their ears out on the street. It will blow you away. We clean their ears out on the street. They have ear cleaning in Vietnam, and they pulled out Tootsie Rolls out of one of their ears.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It is so good. It's on my YouTube page. But so the first thing we did, I think it was James, we're about to go rock climbing, and he starts crying. We haven't even started the show, really. He just starts crying. We're rolling on it. I go, why are you crying? He goes, no one's ever done anything for me. Like, no one's ever offered me this. Like, no one's ever set up a day for me. He goes, I just work at Chipotle. Oh. I just make burritos all day.
Yeah.
And he goes, I've never had anything. Dude, it was the most heartwarming, funnest trip with two guys. I mean, that was probably one of my best episodes we've ever done. It was magical. One of the really interesting parts, and I don't know if I followed through on this, and I apologize if I didn't. One of them never really, didn't have a relationship with his dad. His dad bailed on him and his mom, and he just didn't talk to his dad. He didn't know his dad, really.
Uh-huh.
And his dad emailed me. It was like, hey, I'm one of their father. I don't really speak to my son. We have a bad relationship, but I am his father, and I did watch that episode, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart of giving that to my child. I could never give him something like that, and it just made me feel really good. And I was like, oh. Wow. And then I tried to hit the kid up, but I don't think he had his email address. I was like, I followed.
Forget it.
Why?
Him and his dad hated each other for 20 years. Why do I need to fix the problem?
So he just heard that story right now for the first time?
Yeah.
Possibly, if he's listening right now.
Really bad person.
Your dad's been trying to reach out to you for the past 10 years.
Yeah, reach out to your daddy. Email me. Oh, man, I'm a bad person.
So how did they do that? So you would say, you'd go up to, what was the name of the show?
Trip Flip.
Do you want to go? And they would. Now, obviously, you need a passport and that kind of stuff, but that could take weeks, right, to get your passport.
So, yeah, we did do it where you had to leave the day of a couple times in the States. But for the most part, we'd say, hey, we're going in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We got to get visas for people.
Sure.
And but, yeah, for the most part, we give them a lead time. And it backfired a lot on us. Like you, because you wouldn't think things through. You were just looking for the best couple for the best trip.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you find someone that was like perfect. Like we found this interracial couple. I say that because it's important to the story. a black dude and a white chick with dreadlocks in Alaska. And I had, oddly enough, I had been in a snowball fight with this guy like 2 years before. Like a professional snowball fight. He was on my team. He played professional baseball. And so we warmed up with snowballs. I was like, oh, you got a cannon. He was like, I play ball. And I go, I play ball. He was like, oh, cool. His name's Jamal. So I go, hey, I run into him in Alaska. We're looking for people. I go, you want to go on a trip of a lifetime? He goes, I do. I go, we're going to South Carolina. And he lights up. He goes, I've never been to Lower 48. I go, are you serious? He goes, dude, I am so excited to go to the South. I've heard so much about the South. We get down there. First thing we do is a Civil War reenactment. Should have thought that through. As we pull up, I realize I've got an interracial couple at a Civil War reenactment. And he looks at me dead serious. He goes, what team are we on? I was like, I think we're their away team. And so we do it. And these guys don't break character. And they are borderline racist. But this guy, Jamal, was cool as crap. And I get in the car and I go, well, you know what? Best case scenario, it couldn't get worse than that, right? That night, we take him to spend the night in a haunted mansion.
Uh-huh.
The only part that's haunted are the slave quarters.
Oh
Jesus.
Because the husband killed the wife because she found out she was sleeping with black dudes.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And the husband still haunts it. And we're putting an interracial couple. The thing he hates the most in bed to see if he haunts it. They were like, this poor black guy's like, I do not want to be here. Oh. Oh.
Oh, my God.
We brought a woman with MS to Alaska. All you can do is laugh. Hold on. This is so bad. So we go to Alaska. The whole idea is we're getting off the grid. We're learning about how to get off the grid.
Yeah.
You got to take helicopters everywhere. So the first thing we're doing is called a sweat box. Sweat box is the same thing. You ever see Officer and a Gentleman?
Like 100 years ago. Yeah.
Do you remember when they'd put you in the cage at the top of the thing, then slide you into the pool, and you'd wait till the thing's left, and you had to unbuckle yourself and swim out of the cage? That's the first thing we're doing. It's called the sweat box. We're doing it in a pool. They put you in a 5-point harness, and they put you in a box. They flip you into a pool. You go upside down. You wait till it lands. Very simple. You track your hand. You open the door. And you track your hand back, and you unbutton. You grab onto the thing, and you pull yourself out. Very simple. If you don't have MS. The one disorder where you can't tell your brain what to do with your body. She doesn't tell us she has MS.
Oh, no.
So we put her in the thing.
Oh, my God.
She was
afraid you weren't going to take her on the trip.
Partly, I think she wanted to prove to me that even with MS, you can do whatever you want, except get out of a cage. So we drop her in, and we're like, wow, she's taking a while down there. And then they're like, get her up. She pops up, and she's almost drowning. She's like, I can do it again. She's not telling anyone she has MS. I'm like, yeah, I don't know she has MS. So I'm like, why? I go, it's super simple. Just grab, I'm almost berating her. Like, I don't want you to die, but it's super simple. Just grab on, track your hand, open the door, track your hand back, hold on to something, unbutton, and pull yourself out. And, like, we did it 10 times. This poor woman, it was never going to happen. It was never going to work.
Yeah.
And then at the very end of the trip, and by the way, MS is exacerbated by the more exhausted you get. And our schedule was grueling at the end of the trip. And we're hiking like 9 miles. Like, it was just insane. And by the end, I clearly was like, I think she has something going on with her. At the very end of the trip, we're putting in a little cub plane to get her out of there. And she goes, just so you know, I have MS. I go, I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. She was great, though.
I never told...
What happened?
Oh, yeah.
I never told Bert what happened. Again. I've got to take a break.
No, it's your fault, man.
It is your fault, Bert.
Bert Kreischer. The second day in a row. I'm trying to think if we had... If we ever had a guest 2 days in a row. I think we have. I just don't remember.
How was that player?
Me and him went to Nobu in Atlantis. And he'd been paying for everything all week. So we go to sushi. Me, him, and his ex-wife and my wife. And my wife's like, hey, you need to pay tonight. He's been paying for everything. I go, hey, okay. So I go over to the lady. I give her my credit card. Ralphie's going to hate that I'm telling this story. Give her my credit card. I go, hey, the big guy didn't pay. I'm paying. Don't even let him. She's like, I got you. So Bill comes up, and as soon as it hits the table, he goes, oh, player, you didn't do this. I said, no, Ralphie, I got it. And he goes, oh, no, you didn't, Bert Kreischer. You're not going to like this. I open it up. It's $1,200. Ralphie starts laughing when he sees the look on my face, like a real look. He just starts laughing hysterically. My wife goes, how much is it? And I just look at her and I go, shut up. And Ralphie falls out of his chair. She's like, you don't talk to me like that. And I go, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Right now I do. I wasn't planning on paying as much as I tipped.
God.
And then like an idiot, I went out, pulled out $1,000, went and put it on black and lost.
Lost it right there at the table.
And Ralphie's defense, he always goes, oh, we only had $700 worth of sushi. You drank $700 worth of drinks.
All right, let me take a break. Bert, he added a third show tomorrow night, 216-736-4242 for those tickets at Hilarities. He sold out all his shows, all of them, so they added one.
Here's the thing. Yeah. This show's going to sell out as well. The box office, I don't know what time they open. Your best bet, go to hilarities.com, and you can buy tickets on that website because it's going
to
sell out.
Right. I just posted it to all my social media platforms.
Let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll tell them what happened.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Also, I know I don't think you're a political type.
No.
But I've got to read you this thing about the new press guy for the White House.
Oh, this is
Scaramucci.
Good.
Did you read the whole article?
Oh. I read the whole article.
It's so good.
And I could not believe it. Like, this guy, Sean Spicer resigned because this guy was hired. So then this guy starts doing the interviews and briefings, and I go, this guy's slick. He's well spoken. He got up there and he was like, look, we're gonna turn the page. There's a new thing with the press. We're gonna this guy is a professional.
Oh yeah.
Wait until you hear what this guy did. Dieter, you're gonna, I don't know what Dieter's gonna do. He's a big Trump supporter, but this guy is a lunatic, and I'm gonna read you quotes from what he did with a reporter. It's insane. So Let me take a break. You already cracked open. You started.
Yeah, yeah. We got a Tito's board.
All right. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. What is an ass hawk, you might ask?
Oh! Oh my God! It has a mohawk! His ass has a mohawk!
Now you know. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory. Shave that ass, dude.
Theater is getting angry again.
Well, should I just let it go, Rover? Is it me?
Well, Bert, you may not have picked up on this yesterday. He was pissed that Doogie took this Four Loko that he's been saving for 7 years. This is the original formula. And he was angry that she brought that in and opened it up.
Well, now,
and
I
now, she's just opening these things up now.
Oh, willy-nilly?
Yeah, and she goes, Bert, do you want one? He goes, no, I'm drinking Tito's. So it's just... Now it's just wasted.
Well, why don't you share one with me?
That'll do.
Okay.
Because it's you, I'll do it.
Here. I'll pour
some. No, but stay with the Tito's.
No, I'm gonna do some Four Loko. Let's have a Four Loko.
Okay.
We'll start breakfast right. I can't believe I'm drinking Four Loko. That's my favorite quote is, I don't really drink that much. You were drinking Four Loko on TV yesterday. What a gangster that guy David was, right? Just
he drank it, too, that old guy.
Not that bad.
I love, we were talking about it, because we actually played that on RMG TV yesterday, as he like right as it happened. And so Bert left our show. He goes over to the Fox affiliate here, the local TV station, and you know, he does this interview, and it's just, I love watching these things, because this guy's like, I don't know, 60 years old, and you can tell he's playing along. He's like, yeah, you know, oh, Bert Kreischer, this comedian. This guy is, they hate that. They hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. And he just has to like kind of sit there and like go like, hey, like roll with it. You know, it's, you got to watch it. It's great.
It is great.
And their set looks like a funeral home. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's like ancient looking. It's bizarre.
The bizarrest part of those shows is when you see the, it's, and I'm being respectful of, that was a really fun show to do. That guy, David, was really cool. But the thing that always makes me crazy, or the thing that creeps me out, is you see the id of what Americans want, and that is fame. And so you go into that green room, and there's someone who wrote a book or a preacher who's looking to this to be their launching pad to fame, and you see them getting nervous, much like I did probably on Letterman, but like you see them getting nervous in the green room, like running over their things with note cards, and you're just like, you're like, this isn't going to move the dial. You're going to be fine.
No one's watching.
No one's watching.
It's 10:30 a.m. Yeah. The only people watching are out of work people and old, you know, elderly who can't get up from their chair.
One of my favorite clips is online. I wish I could find it. I'm sure I tweeted it. So if you go through my timeline and Twitter, you can find it. But it's just cringeworthy morning shows. And one of the ones is a guy singing a song to the anchor. They're sitting on the couch like I was, and he just sings her a song, sings her the whole song a cappella, and he says, you know, it would have been better if you guys had let my band in. And she's like, yeah, that would have been great. And he goes, can we come back? And she was like, I don't know. It's, you know, he's like, no, we can come back Tuesday. Can we come back Tuesday? But he is so, but I love cringeworthy.
Did you ever see the clip? This is one of my favorites. Well, we have a couple. There's a couple news bloopers that I like from here. Some of the best ones ever, but... Did you ever see the clip of the guy and they're interviewing him on the news and they're sitting there at the desk and the guy's like, whatever he's talking about. And he's like, yeah, you know, so it's this weekend and so it's at noon and no one says anything. And he just pukes all over the desk middle of the live broadcast.
And they try to keep going.
But he didn't. Right. And then I think he scooped it. Didn't he like
wipe it off?
Yeah. And it's exactly what you're talking. Like, the guy doesn't want to say anything because this is his big moment on TV. And he's like, probably had some bad sushi last night. He doesn't want to say anything. And he pukes right in the middle.
Someone find this on my Twitter. I did tweet this out. It's probably 2 weeks ago, but it found on my timeline. There's one of this woman brings in this black dude for he does spoken word poetry. Have you ever seen this?
No.
she goes, so this whole your whole book is spoken word poetry. He goes, yeah. She's like, and now you're gonna do one from the book? He goes, no, I'm gonna just freestyle. She goes, oh, okay. He goes, yeah. All right. And he freezes. And he freezes for a solid 6 seconds, and he's just staring dead into the camera. And she goes, do you want to start over? And he goes, I'm going to just read one out of the book. It's so good. Someone please find that and tweet that to me. It is so good. It is amazing. So wait, what happened?
Yeah, we got. You guys are going
to
go off.
Oh, I was going to go to Aaron for a second. Aaron, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Quickly, Aaron, because then I got to have to tell Bert what happened. Yo, what's happening?
Yo, CLY.
Arbe.
I love this guy. I am broke. I need tickets to go see him.
To see Bert?
How come I've never heard of Bert before? This guy is awesome.
You know what? Actually, here's something. Actually, this is why he reminded me of this, why I was thinking about you last night. It was about 8:30 last night, and I was working on the bus. We're just hopefully this weekend we'll have all the tech stuff done. I know famous last words, but a couple of guys are walking down the street, and they see me. The bus is pulled out, and they see me, and they go, well, I just thought you were lying when you say that you're working until 2 o'clock in the morning on this. And here it is, 8:30 at night. They're walking by, and I'm just out there by myself working. And the guy goes, yeah, we listen every morning. He goes, yeah, I like that comedian you had on. What was his name? Bert something or other. And I go, yeah. And that's what made me think about it. Like, when you're telling your story about the Russians and you've told it a million times and you think everyone, like, oh, everyone's heard this story before. Yeah. I just ran into a couple of guys who were landscapers, of course, Dieter.
Right, our listeners.
Right, with athletic builds. All of our listeners, when they call in, they're always landscapers, and they always describe, oh, I have an athletic build. Sure, okay. If you walk around downtown, you don't see too many people with athletic builds. But, you know, as you tell that story a million times and you think everyone knows it, here's a couple of guys that listen to the show every day, and they have no idea, but they're like, I like that guy. What was his name? Bert something or other. And it just goes to show you that you just always have to assume that people that you're reaching people for the very first time who have no idea who you are, you know. But you're telling me you'd never before yesterday you'd never heard of him, Aaron.
Never heard of him.
There you go.
Man,
I tell you, I need tickets. I can try and win them or something, but I want to go see him.
I don't know if I have the guy out there from the.
I can give you two free tickets.
All right, hold on the line.
You got to come to the Late Show on Saturday. Is that okay?
All right, Late Show. Well, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah,
hold
I can
on.
Get you. Guys, someone take care of him.
Oh, nice guy.
Hey, by the way, this isn't. I just gave
not
cat
a free
milk.
For all.
Yeah,
right.
it's not a fire sale, everybody.
He's got to make some money. He's got a mortgage to pay and those kids. Yes, Jeffrey. What is it?
No, I wanted to say that you guys were talking about books and spoken word poetry. I don't know if he ever asked about the cover about that cover
no,
behind you.
No, he did never ask about that. No,
didn't he even
no.
Oh, sorry, but yeah, I wrote. Well, yeah, I want to let Bert know. Yeah, look, I wrote it. I tried my hand at writing a book.
Jeffrey wrote that book, Blood in the Studio.
He's not impressed.
He it started because he said that he was going to write a book. We go, well, what would that be about? It was just a joke. I go, what would it be about? He goes, about a guy who gets picked on at his radio job and goes in and kills the entire show. I go, oh, okay. So we had him write it. The main character is not Jeffrey LaRocque. It's Larry Jaroque. And I think he kills Grover, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And it was one run-on sentence when we got it. And Charlie had to put it into paragraphs and add punctuation. There was literally not a period in the entire thing. Puts it on sale, and I have screen grabs of it on Amazon because it's like shoots to like the best selling book on Amazon. It's beating like whatever.
Cuomo.
The governor of New York had a book out that week.
I thought you said homo. I was like, by the way, no, all I thought I heard is from a marketing standpoint. I go, I bet that book would sell. Just homo.
All right, Aaron's. We'll give him the tickets, and that's it. No more free tickets. All right. So yesterday you met Charlie, our audio guy.
Yeah.
You didn't meet Jeffrey. You also met our phone screener, Nads.
Yeah.
Let me read you a text message that I got.
Oh, is this good or bad?
This is from Nads' phone. 2:21 a.m. Sorry, Rover. It's Mama Nads. That's his mother. Nads had a skateboard accident, has brain bleed, broken bones in his face. He's being admitted to ICU. They are consulting a neurosurgeon. He's afraid he's going to lose his job. Please call so he can hear it from you, please. So he had, a horrible accident yesterday.
What?
And wow. You're laughing.
Why are you
Bert's actually smiling.
Bert's smiling. Yes. Bert, you did this when you cracked the four logo.
By the way, that's all I can feel is the blame coming my way.
Well, the machine did this.
This is Nads. The reason he was worried about getting fired is because he has a huge substance abuse problem, drug problem. And
are you serious?
And he's no call, no show. He's like, you know, but he's clean.
He's on the
not on the drugs anymore, he says.
Yeah.
But I go, you know, he got off probation. He has 4 DUIs.
Oh, my God.
He has, felony drug charges. He's on probation. He gets popped for drugs again after he's a no call, no. Like, we thought the guy was dead. He doesn't show up for work, not answering his phone. Cops go to his apartment, break down the door. He's like, ugh.
So what was his drug of choice?
Benzos. So they say we're going to throw you in jail, but they just add another year to his probation. He gets off probation. The day he gets off probation, his parents take him to a Mexican restaurant and they start doing margaritas. And I'm like, is that the wisest move? And he's like, I think I can handle drinking. I go, I don't think so.
He's a grown man.
He is. Yesterday wasn't what.
No.
You know, he's been drinking since he got off probation a couple months ago, and we've seen him just annihilated. And I don't know if it's a wise decision to be drinking. And I don't know if that has anything to do with he got in this skateboard accident last night, so I don't know. He could have sobered up.
I think he...
They kept drinking after you left yesterday, and they got hammered, and they had the Uber home. They couldn't drive home.
Hey, they Ubered. That's good. That's good.
Isn't that the greatest thing? Like... When you were in college or when you were younger, you really had no way to get around if you were loaded. People would drive all the time. Now there's no excuse.
You had to pick someone to be the designated driver, which basically meant, hey, man, you're the one that's going to get the DUI tonight.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because they're not going to be so, you know, it sucks being the only sober one around a bunch of drunk people.
We don't even have, I mean, we have two cars, but one of our cars is just a piece of crap. And we're not going to buy a new one because I just Uber everywhere. I don't even drive.
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't. Why would I drive? Like, every meeting I go, I went to a meeting at TBS, and it was at 10 in the morning. Like, that's an early meet, like general meeting. So I get there, and I was like, hey, I didn't even know the guy. I was like, what's this about? And he was like, I saw the machine story, and I knew I was going to have a late night last night. I figured if I put a general meeting with you, I can have a little tequila, and no one's going to blame me. And I went, so we're not meeting about anything? And he goes, nope. Just hanging out and drinking. So I was like, cool. Best meeting I ever had. We drank half a bottle of tequila and just sat in his room. And he's like, we should try to come up with a TV show, right? Like, what do you want to do for TBS? And I was like, I don't know. And so we like pitched around ideas and he was like, we'll keep it going. Huh? We'll have another meeting. We'll do an early meeting after one of my benders. And I was like, great.
I need a job in TV, I think.
Dude, I have had I've had more people than not either schedule me on an early meeting or a late meeting Friday. Late meeting Fridays are like...
Because that's when they want to get started. Yeah, they dude. And they figure, let's bring the party, the machine, to us.
Yeah.
And that's an excuse.
This is old Comedy Central. They bring in and be like, boardroom, everyone's in there, tequila everywhere. What show do you want to do? And you're like, they just want to reason.
They never actually will make this show.
I made four pilots for Comedy Central. None of them ever went anywhere. One of them was so good. It was called called Buzzed. And what I did is it was like cash cab drunk people. So we'd pick people up drunk at a bar. We get them to blow into a breathalyzer. Whatever they blew, we'd add a zero on, and that was their bank. They started with that.
Okay.
And they could double it by playing games. And the games were just horrific drunk games that had no purpose. Like, one thing I was like, ladies, I've got some lipstick. If you can put it on, and the girl goes, with my boobs? And I go, sure. And I just watched, and then it was so great. And
Didn't do it. Why? Because they go, this will encourage drinking. And
People were blowing really crazy numbers. Like, people were hammered on this. And, like, there were some legal problems because we play this game, Kill It or Drill It. So we'd show a picture of I don't think that was the name. But we'd show a picture of a girl, and you had to guess if she was a lesbian or not. Lick it or stick it.
Okay.
And so, and one of them was Jamie Lee Curtis. And this kid goes, my dad had sex with Jamie Lee Curtis. I go, I heard Jamie Lee Curtis was a hermaphrodite. And he goes, I don't think so. And he goes, but then again, would my dad say that he had sex with a dude? Probably not. And I go, dude, for $1,000, call your dad and find out if Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite. So he calls up his dad, and he's like, Dad, it's like 2 a.m. His dad's like, are you in jail? And he goes, no, Dad. I have a question. For $1,000, does Jamie Lee Curtis have female genitalia? And he's like, positive. It was great. It was great.
So I guess Nads wrecked his – he has one of these electric skateboards that goes like 25 miles per hour.
Oh, my God. He's got the
boosted board.
And so does Charlie. And Charlie, they don't wear helmets.
Yeah, they ride around on these things. And I tell him it's just a matter of time before you're a 30-year-old guy. You're gonna kill yourself on this.
Those things go way too fast, and there is no protection. It's like being on a moped, but you can't lay it down.
Yeah,
right. Like those things scare me. And I've had a lot of skateboarding accidents recently. Like you know that couch that you inflate. You see it on Facebook. You inflate it, and then you tie it up, and then it's an inflatable couch kind of thing. I got one of those. They're really hard to inflate, for the record.
Like, didn't you read the reviews? Because the reviews say they don't. It's not as easy as it looks on TV.
Apparently, does it in a windstorm because he just goes, "Hey, I did it," and I'm running around my front yard huge condom. Finally, I'm like, "I'll just get on my skateboard. I'll go down the street on my skateboard, inflate it on my skateboard," and I wiped out. I have both hands up in the air. I wiped out so hard in front of a bunch of black kids. That is not who you want to wipe out in front of. They were like,
no sympathy.
Started making it rain on me. They were like, oh, these kids.
They're like those black kids who saw in the news the other day who saw the guy drowning in the lake, and they just cracked jokes.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, he's dying. And they're laughing at him. And he actually died.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Did you see this video?
No.
They just, there's a guy literally in the middle of a lake, and they're just laughing at the guy. They never call 911. He goes under, and they're like, he dead, dog. Yeah. And the guy just drowns. And they're like, all right, see you tomorrow, later. You know,
world
like,
star.
Yeah. Right.
These kids had a meal out of me falling. I mean, they literally got around me. I was in the middle of my street, and I got this big, I must look like the typical white guy. I'm on a skateboard with an inflatable couch. And I bust. And they literally came up and got around me, and would bend down to make eye contact with me and laugh at me, like, oh, go!
They put their phones in your face, world starring you.
They enjoyed it more than anything, and I was like, yeah, I'm really hurt, guys. I'm gonna walk in. And my daughters watched it, and they're like, did you know those guys? I was like, no, I didn't know those guys. Yeah, I traveled with 6 black kids.
How old is your daughter again, you said?
11.
11 years
and 13.
11 and two daughters, you said? Or what?
Two daughters,
Two daughters.
The young one's the one I talk most about on stage. She's a lunatic. She almost killed me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll show you the bruise.
He's taking off his pants now.
I guess, yeah. All right. Where's the... I'll show my junk to you.
Cool, I've been waiting.
See that bruise?
Oh, yeah, big bruise on his side.
That's a
bush,
Bert. Yeah.
Does he have a big bush?
Do you do any shaving? Are you even wearing underpants?
I'm not wearing underpants.
Ew!
Underpants. How do you not zip up this bush?
Underpants.
It is kind of hairy.
Do your pubes get stuck in your zipper?
No, I trim
Once a year.
I shave the
undercarriage.
Undercarriage.
The ball sack.
Perfectly.
We just had a whole discussion about this yesterday. Those guys say you trim the top and don't worry about the ball sack.
Don't worry about the ball
sack. It's just scraggly.
What are you, Captain Caveman?
No.
He does the opposite. Shaves the balls but leaves the bush up top.
I do it all. I'm like, it's...
if you're doing the top, why not do the bottom?
Sure.
Right? How do you stop halfway?
Yeah.
Oh, I do the bottom. I like to keep it. What I do is I keep the bush. Yeah,
though,
I mean, I can walk you through exactly how to trim your hair down there. I'm really good at this.
How do you do it? Do you stretch it out?
Wait, hold this thought, because I do have to take a break.
I hate taking breaks.
I know. But we have to.
Was there another secret you wanted to tell me?
Oh,
I'd like to come out of the closet to you right now.
The mooch? You were going to do the mooch?
Oh, yeah, I was going to do that. I don't know. It's so much. Just free-forming. I mean, whatever. Okay.
If you get a pair of clippers, I will trim someone's hair down there.
Jeffrey.
First of all...
No.
Yes.
You said
yes.
Anyway.
I like that idea. Yeah. I like that. Get a pair of clippers right now.
We need gloves.
Second of all, dude, clippers in your ball sack.
Oh, God.
They do not mix. This is... Yeah, I got to talk to Bert about this.
No, it's amateur hour.
All right. We will be right back. He may know drinking. I know shaving the balls.
Oh.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Nads thought he would get a standing ovation for his performance in bed.
Yeah, thank you!
But all he ended up with was the clap.
This is a weekend ruiner, Rover.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Hanging out. Bert Kreischer is here with us today. He was here yesterday. He was pimping his shows yesterday. They sold out. And he decided to come back and he added one more show. So he's doing three shows tomorrow night. He added an 11:30 show, which you can get at hilarities.com or 216-736-4242 for tickets. Did Charlie put in the video that you wanted to show, Bert?
He said he did. He sent both to you. One of the Alabama rapper freezing, and the second one is the guy puking on the news.
Okay. Alabama.
And real quick, Charlie left to go get clippers, so we're going to start drinking, Bert. He's going to clip Jeffrey's pukes.
Why don't I do yours?
I'm actually going
to... Whoa. Hold the presses here.
What?
I never volunteered to have my pubes clipped.
You're doing the tape.
By the way, tonight. It will help.
Yeah. By the way, that video's not in there. So Charlie left.
Yeah, but he sent them to you.
He'll be right back.
So you sent them both.
How? To go buy clippers.
He did. How did he send them?
I don't know if it was email. His thing is down. That hip.
He might have emailed
hip
it.
Chat.
I don't know.
He said he sent them to you.
I don't have anything over here. He didn't send. I don't have anything.
That's what he told me. I can send them to you directly if you want to play them.
So here's a guy that says, Rover, you should hire this Bert guy to do the show. I think he makes too much money doing stand-up comedy. You know, I don't think we would have the budget for him on the show. You make a pretty good living now, don't you?
Yeah.
Celebrity Net Worth says he's $1 million, but yeah. I think they just throw that crap out. They just, I mean, he could be $10 million, he could be $500,000. Who knows?
It's got to be more.
I mean, just a round number. He's worth $1 million. I mean, where would they get that from?
They have no concept. That's been up there for a while because I was obsessed with Celebrity Net Worth. I'm obsessed with that and Google Trends. You ever look at Google Trends?
No, I don't. I haven't looked at Celebrity Net Worth in a long time either, but I went from...
Type in Google Trends and then type in... what it does is it basically is a platform that lets you allows you to find out how if people are Googling your name, if people are finding you on the internet.
Hot Trends?
Google Trends.
Google Trends.google?
No, just type in Google Trends.
You actually Google Trends.
Yeah, Google
She's
Trends.
Slow.
Do I go to Google?
Oh, my God.
Google Trends.
I need to start drinking.
Yeah, definitely.
Google By the way, speaking of drinking.
Trends.
So, I've been... dieting, Bert, because this is a very girly drink. LaCroix. It's basically carbonated water. Okay.
I am obsessed with LaCroix.
Are you?
Obsessed with them. And my daughter, my weird daughter, she doesn't like, she likes to invent her own language. She likes to talk differently. She's a different child.
Yeah.
Like a really legit different child. The joke I tell on stage now is she keeps her deodorant in the refrigerator. Like,
Okay, you might want to have that checked out.
Yeah. She she likes to find a word that's in your life and then change it to something that she likes to do. So she calls LaCroix's liqueur.
Well.
I'll take a liqueur.
So I hated these things. I mean, I started drinking these. I go, my fiance, B2, she would drink these. And I go, God, these are, why would anyone drink this? Why would you do this? And then 6 weeks ago, I went on a diet because I got up to 199.8 pounds and I didn't want to hit 200. I'm like, I can't, once I hit 200, then where's your next stop? 300? You know, I mean, where,
right. Keep what is going.
It? It's like, oh, I have to lose some weight. So 6 weeks, I've lost 25 pounds now.
Wow.
And I've been drinking this LaCroix. Now it's like delicious. I'm like, I want to try every flavor of LaCroix. It's fantastic. I can't,
I'll tell
get
you the danger
stuff.
About them.
What's that? Here's what I was going to tell you.
Okay.
Hold that thought. As I'm drinking the tangerine flavored one and you're drinking vodka soda, it struck me that this could make a very, very tasty drink. It's basically just carbonated water with a little bit of flavor. There's no chemicals in it. There's no calories. There's nothing.
But the name.
Right. Well, they need to just rebrand it, like, you know, Manhammer.
Yeah. You can drink. LaCroix. Can I get a LaCroix, please?
No. Can I have a Tito's and LaCroix?
Yeah.
Tangerine LaCroix. No,
you the splash of lime.
So I like to, the way I hydrate is I'll grab a LaCroix and I'll just murder it. I murder it. One sip. Hot or cold, I don't care. Murder it. The problem is that carbonation messes with your throat. Like that, it's bad for your throat.
Out of all the things that you drink and consume, you tell me
he's just coke.
He just right.
He's done shrooms.
Shrooms. He has a whole story.
But LaCroix.
Coke. Drinking every day. And wow, ooh, that carbonation in LaCroix.
Dude,
ooh,
I'm telling
terrible.
You, man, you got to moderation with those liqueurs.
He goes to his doctor. Bert, you really got to cut down on the LaCroix. Yeah. I mean, wow.
I did it. We did that weight loss challenge with Segura the day before weigh-ins. I had a pot roast. And I told Tom, I was like, I don't know how my weight's going to be. I had a pot roast last night. And he's like, why would you eat that the night before weigh-ins? I go, I don't know. We had made it, and I didn't want it to go to waste. I just had a little bit. And I said, you were defining what's wrong with me. Is I remember saying to Rogan and Tom, I did really great on this diet. And Tom goes, you had a pot roast last night. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forget about that.
Were you a skinny guy in college?
No. Yeah. Like 180. What? Like, no, not like I didn't have a good body. But I was an athlete. I played sports my whole life. And went to college to play baseball and then just bailed and decided to party, and which was the best move I ever made. And, but I had like I'm very athletic, so I think I'm surprisingly athletic for my size.
Yeah.
But yeah, I run 7 minute miles. I'm in
that's
shape.
Crazy. Like that's do you realize how fast that is?
No, because I don't run.
Crazy.
I avoid exercise at all costs.
8.5 on the treadmill, I think.
That's good. 8.5. That's good. That's running. That's hauling.
Yeah.
Once you get to a 7 minute mile, a 10 minute mile is cake. Like a 10 minute mile doesn't even feel like you're really running, and then you're like, why would I run a 10 minute mile when I can run a 9 minute mile and get done my workout quicker? But what I really love doing, this is going to sound absolutely crazy, is getting on my treadmill. I have a treadmill in my man cave. DIY Networks built me over like a legit man cave. $180,000.
Wow.
Dude, best thing that ever happened in my life. Best thing that ever happened in my life. This thing is amazing. 200-year-old reclaimed lumber inside it. Two flat screens, a kegerator, a wine refrigerator, surround sound.
Wow.
It is. I do my podcast out of there. If you want to see it, you can just go on my YouTube. You'll see pictures of it. But like, it's amazing. My favorite thing to do, treadmill in the corner, put on TV, get on like Guy Fieri. Like watch Guy Fieri's Diners, Drive-ins, Dives, box of wine, get on my treadmill, like 10 at night, and just walk into the next day.
Wait, are you kidding?
I'm being dead serious.
But he really doesn't drink that much. He's actually drinking on the treadmill.
Box of wine.
And boxed wine?
Box wine's so good.
Oh, I would never. I can't.
I'll do a bottle. I mean, I don't even drink wine anymore. Now I do it with Tito's, but that was my favorite thing. Box of wine sits perfectly in that little thing, and you get a glass right here, and just...
And is just, Bert really going to... Trim Jeffrey's pubes?
He has to.
Yeah, reach around.
Wait, how did
from
I get involved? Yeah, no, how did I?
You know when you put your hands behind your back and somebody else puts their hands under your armpits and they pretend those are your arms?
We're going to lay
that and then shave the pubes in the front. I thought that's what you meant.
We can lay Jeffrey on the top here.
Okay, that's good.
And then just shave
like
him.
A surgical operation.
Yes.
Okay, Jeffrey, here's what we're going to do. When
I did not volunteer to have Jeffrey, my pubes shaved.
Come on. We won't see the
come on, do it for the show, right? Yeah.
Jeffrey, what I want you to do.
I just have a fear of, somebody made the comment that clippers and pubes do not mix.
No, the ball well, set.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid
clippers and pubes go together like peanut butter and jelly.
I'm going to scream bloody murder.
Now, you use clippers on your ball sack?
So what I do is I have, they're called liners. I went to a black barbershop one time to do a TV show, and the guy said, hey, man, can I just tighten up your beard? I was like, it's good. And he goes, no, man, it's not. And I went, really? And he goes, yeah, and he got these liners out there. I think they're made just for black dudes' faces because they're really fine. And he gave me tight sidelines, like right down the side. And then he went through and he clipped out any hair that was sticking out, just took them off. And he goes, that's how you need to trim a beard. I was like, wow. And then I went, oh, I'm going to tighten up my junk. So I got these liners. And what I do, I couldn't do this when I was 265 because I couldn't. It was like guesswork. I was just like, let's hope we don't hit the road. But you just go and you just like that guy did my beard. I just outline, just go right, just almost like a paper thin
because I use clippers on the pubes, but then I use a razor,
okay.
A razor for the ball sack. And here's why:
Harry's razor.
I got
that's what I use.
That's actually
I will tell you that Dr. Carver's shave butter and the Harry's razor.
Yeah.
Gives you an alarmingly close shave on your. I'm so nervous about how to talk, but alarmingly
now,
to the point where my wife went, "Whoa, did you wax it?" And I went, "No, because it's got four razors and that butter is just perfect." And I do that razors on there, and then what I do is I take it, I comb it down, right?
Yeah, okay.
And then I'll show you a little bit.
Because Charlie's called you out. He says you have a huge bush.
Yeah. Because you don't want to look like a guy who takes too much time with it. You want to deceive them. You want to deceive them with
like,
what you do.
No, I just casually look like I have a trim.
So what you do, what I'll show you, is you let it go.
That's long.
But then see right here?
Yeah.
We shave up there. We shave a Caesar cut right there.
I'm looking at the base of his shaft right now. Just
a Caesar cut,
on the radio,
foot away from him.
What that does is it lengthens. It gives the illusion of lengthening your junk. So I Caesar it up there and let it go wild. Oh, it's a wild mess. But when you see it, you see a very manicured sidewalk, and the hedges are trimmed back, so there's more sidewalk.
See, I generally use clippers to go as far down as possible. Sometimes I just shave the whole thing with a razor. Not only
isn't
the balls,
weird?
But the regular.
That's
full on.
I don't like
shave
like,
everything
full
off.
Full on shaved. Yeah. Well, I dated a porn star when I was younger.
I like this
and
story already.
So she was the one who really was like, this is in the mid-90s, and not everyone was shaving stuff.
Yeah, mid-90s, we all shaved our junk total clean. But it's the
you
it's,
did?
Yeah, Trump's president. Look at his hair. You got to be able to rock it.
So I consider it's just clean. It's cleaner. It's just. But if you take clippers, like regular clippers, I was in a hurry a couple weeks ago. Regular clippers, and I'm like, I shouldn't do this on the ball sack here. But I didn't want to take the. It's a whole production to get a razor.
You don't rub them on it. You just skim the top.
I know what you're trying, but
like a weed eater.
I'm not
like imagine if you weed eated your yard.
I know
you wouldn't go.
I know, but
just get the long
I'm not that coordinated, and I that corner of the clippers nicked my ball sack, and you just start bleeding. I mean, you're bleeding out. I almost had to call 911.
There's an artery right by there.
Do not stop bleeding when you nick your ball sack.
I trim my wife also. She would be appalled if she knew I was sharing this. I trim my wife
How
also.
Do you do her with the same, or what do you do? First of all, what position do you put her in? Is she like... Is she on the bed?
On
the floor?
On the bed. I'm on the floor.
Okay.
Pillow on my knees. So, like, she's on the bed. I'm like this.
And she's on her back?
She's on her back. Legs over the side of the bed.
Okay,
like changing a diaper. No. She doesn't have that much.
How silly of me to think.
She's not that hairy. So what I do is I take the curtain, and I pull it all the way to the wall.
Uh-huh.
And then I shave up the curtain.
Uh-huh.
And then I take the other curtain, pull it to the wall, shave up the curtain. And then usually that takes care of it. But once again, I'm not touching skin to razor to skin. I'm just
So you're using your same things?
By the way, the liners? These liners.
And you share these?
I'm gonna post the link to these liners because they're that good. I bought them on Amazon.com. I'm going to post a link to the liners. They are amazing. If you have a beard, you need these liners. You need these liners.
And they shave the... I haven't told this story yet because this just happened. We were at our station in Grand Rapids.
Uh-oh.
And we were at the Taste of Grand Rapids, and I'd been on this diet, so I'm like eating nothing, and I haven't had anything to drink really in a month and a half. But we're out, and I go, you know what? I need to
have some
beers. So I start drinking, and you know me, like once you start, it's like you're off to the races.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking. I get pretty buzzed, and it's late, and we're all hanging out after this whole thing shuts down. We're on Rolling Glory One, and we're all hanging out. And then everyone leaves, and it's just B2 and me on the bus, and she goes to bed, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to clean up a little bit out here and come to bed. So I clean up. I go in. I go, all right, I'm going to go in the bathroom, take a whiz. I brush my teeth. I put the toothbrush back, and I go, wait a second. She normally puts her – we have electric toothbrushes. She goes, she normally puts hers upright, and I put mine flat. And now they're both flat. What happened? And I'm like, I couldn't have used the wrong toothbrush. She has a pink one. I have a blue one. And I go, no, I couldn't have used her toothbrush. That's impossible and disgusting. And so I grab my blue one and I touch the tip of it. Bone dry. I brush my teeth with her toothbrush.
Oh. How do you compare badge to brushing your teeth with? I mean, who cares?
By the way, I love
who
where
cares?
We're taking.
That's
I love
so
where we're
gross. That's. I would rather that... share clippers
okay.
and pubes than
ready for
toothbrush.
This? You ready for this? We're going to take this in 9 different directions right now. We're renovating the house. We're all living in 2 rooms. Basically, it's really tiny. We're all sharing a bathroom. I get in there and I realize we have 7 toothbrushes. That's why we're all getting sick. All our toothbrushes are
touching each
so
other.
So I say, hey. I bring everyone in the house in. I go, everyone grab their toothbrush. I'm throwing the rest out. My daughter Isla looks at me dead serious and goes, we have different toothbrushes?
Oh!
I go, yes, we have different. I go, which one have you been using? She goes, I use the dry one. I go, how do you know which one's dry? She goes, I put them in my mouth. I'm like, oh, my God. Now, cut to yesterday. Secret time. I am not a big fan of brushing my teeth. It makes me sick.
What?
Now, I know. I don't like the taste of toothpaste. It really freaks me out. So what I do for the most part is I water pick every day, probably 4 times a day I water pick. I have a water pick I travel with. I have a traveling water pick, like a single one, and I have one at home that's really good. I water pick probably 4 times a day. I floss nonstop, and I do take my toothbrush dry or with, and this is going to lose some viewers, or with soap. And I will brush my teeth with soap.
Soap?
Okay. I don't like...
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I don't like the taste of toothpaste. It really freaks me out. I realized it...
Have you tried other toothpaste?
I've tried everything. Yesterday, I'm at CBS right after doing your show. I'm a little buzzed, and my teeth feel disgusting. And I'm like, I got to get... Please, Lord, give me something. I find this toothpaste. I put it on my Instagram. I think it's called Dr. Staffers or something. Mm-hmm. It's a natural peppermint toothpaste. I've brushed my teeth 4 times since I bought it.
Good.
It feels so good.
Good.
Do you want to hear a toothbrush story?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, come into the fart box for a minute. We call that room the fart box because they close the door and it's real hot and stinky in there. Jeffrey, we've sent him to the dentist when he first started working here. His teeth are much better. He had about 3/4 inch of plaque buildup. Jeffrey, will you tell Bert what you told us? What's the longest period of time you've gone without brushing your teeth?
If I remember correctly, I think it was like maybe 6 months to a year.
Okay, that I was not expecting that.
If I remember correctly.
Wow, that was a Dirk Diggler moment.
I was to say that it's embarrassing, but my kids take better care of their teeth than I ever did.
There's also...
Everyone in the world does.
Everyone does.
Elephants do.
People on Survivor take better care of their teeth. You know, there's people in the Amazon River Basin that brush their teeth with a stick that do take better care. By the way, I just posted on my Twitter a link to the clippers I have. They're liners. They are called, I'll tell you the exact name, Andy's Professional T-Outliner Beard Hair Trimming with T-Blade Gray Model GTO. They are
Those are the best of the best.
They're amazing.
All right, so.
Yeah, real quick, can you just show on RMG TV, can you show Bert the bacteria and the filth that was in Jeffrey's mouth?
Oh, my God, where would I find that?
The thing that we found.
Snitzer would have it.
Snitz, can you post this picture? This might make Bert puke. We discovered this.
Boy, why would you do that?
We discovered
he had. So he comes into work one day, and he, you know, people start calling. They go, "Why is Jeffrey talking funny?" And we're like, "Yeah, I don't. What is it? He's talking on one side of the mouth like this, and this is how he's talking." So we go, "What's going on with your mouth?" He's like, "Nothing. Nothing's wrong with my mouth." So we go, "Open your mouth. Let me look." He opens his mouth, and we're like, "Is there something?" And then he shuts it. He will not open his mouth. We go, "Jeffrey, open your mouth." He opens his mouth. He has what we affectionately call the lesion of doom, a hole in the, like, the corner of his mouth. It was about the size of, I don't know, a dime.
At least, a dime.
At least.
Of, like, flesh-eating bacteria had eaten away the inside of his mouth.
It was a crater.
And we're like, "Dude, you need emergency surgery right now."
Like a Venus flytrap when they open up their...
Wait, where do I see this?
Yeah, prepare yourself.
You ready?
Yeah, be prepared.
Where is it? Is it? Oh, you're putting it up, Snitch? Yeah. All right.
Is this the video?
No, it's the
picture. The video when it opens is dramatic.
There it is.
Oh, my God, bro.
Look at that. And he's just walking around. And he doesn't go to the doctor. We're like, "Dude, you need emergency." So we sent him to, and they had to bring in a special. The dentist is like, "Oh, I can't do anything with this." They brought
in from Boston.
They brought in a disease specialist to
assess.
Take a look at this and come up with a treatment plan. And
they had to Google it. It's like, how do we treat this? Because they never seen it.
I mean,
do you work with livestock? I got a job when I first moved to New York in a sweater factory. It's a sweater company. It's called Michael Simon Sweaters. It's kind of for like old ladies in Florida. And the first day I get there, the boss was really hot. And she was like, "I don't really have a job for you. Your friend Charlie got you the job. But we do have these envelopes that need to go out today." And it was literally like just an invitation to a party. It was like maybe 1,000 things I had to put in the envelope and then put a stamp on, stick an address on, and send them out. So she goes, "Here you go." So I do the first day. I lick 1,000 envelopes. I lick 1,000 stamps. And I wake up the next morning and my mouth is covered in canker sores.
Oh, like, no.
Just, it is disgusting. And I go in the next day and she's like, "Hey, we got another 1,000 to do." And I go, I apologize. I have to quit. I can't do it. My mouth, I go, show her my mouth. I go, "It's a wreck." And she goes, "You're licking them?"
You're so stupid.
And I go, "Yeah." And she goes, "I left like a little sponge for you to." And I went, "Oh, that's what the sponge is for." I go, "I was putting the sponge on my mouth to get my mouth wet."
Oh, no.
I licked 1,000. I only wrote one joke in that whole place, and that is folding a sweater is like trying to get a drunk guy into a cab. You're like, "Come on, give me this arm. Come on, get in there." I used to have to fold sweaters. That's the other job I do. I had to fold sweaters, man. Folding sweaters was exhausting.
Jeffrey, are you ready to have, Bert Kreischer?
Jeffrey, here's what we're going to do.
Big celebrity.
Big celebrity. basic cable superstar. We're not going to need Gillette. We're not going to need the Gillette.
Well, he did get a full-on razor, regular razor, and a can of Barbasol.
Four or five blades. It's ready to go.
Plus some clippers, the beard trimmers, smaller ones. All right, so let me take a break. We'll come back. You ready for this, Jeffrey?
I don't know.
Come on,
maybe I can help you out with that haircut while he's at it, too.
I'm just afraid that something's going to cause me to bleed to death.
Jeffrey, okay. Jeffrey, I have much more to lose than you do about this. Like, trust me. Like, trust me, we're going to be fine.
Yep.
I will hold your hand through this.
Hold something else.
And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. You can do me.
Ooh.
I'll shave my own pubes.
No, we got this.
Bert says he's an expert at this, so we want to see his technique.
What we want to do is we want to just give you a design that you're happy with.
Could you mimic his haircut? Have you seen his haircut?
Bolt?
I mean,
Yes, I can.
You can?
Shaved on the sides.
I can mullet it.
And then he's got like this full like mohawk thing and then like this
curly
weird mullet.
Thing.
I'll grow it long on the sides like a Hasidic Jewish person. We'll give you the little ringlets. What are they called? Ari had them growing up. What are they called?
What are those things called?
I don't know.
I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
Little ringlets. We'll give you little ringlets on the side.
Let me take a quick break.
So
we'll come back.
Just
we'll do that.
All I got to do I gotta make sure that I'm alive for this evening's. I have an appearance tonight.
Oh, okay.
Someone Google Tesco mullet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me take a quick break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Fire up RMG TV, roverradio.com, Rover Radio phone app, Apple TV app, however you want to watch. And we'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The studs on the show turn you on too much, and you need new underwear.
All right, I guess I'm known as the guy that wears panties for girls. It's getting me laid.
Dieter can probably help you out. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
People are sending me text messages saying that they'd rather Bert trim Doogie's pubes instead of Jeffrey's.
Me too, by the way. Yeah. Me too. Okay. Entirely me
Bert,
too.
Do you want to hear a true story?
All right.
Bert has never been on the show. Yesterday was his first day he's ever been on the show. Doogie hasn't been laid in 6 years.
Are you serious?
November will be 6 years.
Why?
6 years. I did have an email. Speaking of that, I don't know if...
Doogie, you keep your How tight is your stuff trimmed?
I don't think I have much hair.
Bert, she showed us a picture once, and somehow she shaved, she reverse
here,
shaved it.
I'll block it.
What she does is, she.
Oh, cow!
Bert tried to go. Like he wasn't disgusted by Doogie's vagina. He actually tried to just get up with his headset on. And he was still plugged in, and it yanked his head back.
That was my wife going, "Don't look at it!" Wait, let me see.
Don't look.
I'm looking.
Oh, Jeffrey's definitely taking a peek.
You are super short. You're shaved.
Oh, no, I'm surprised.
She shaves the top, Bert.
Yeah.
No, I got
and then
a little,
below
listen,
the...
No, here's what she
wait,
does. Right.
Hold on.
From here up, Bert, I don't know how to explain
here,
this.
Here, come here. Let's show each other.
From,
come over here, and we'll get face-to-face, and we'll show each other our
from, job. From here up... She shaves.
Yeah, I
but
noticed
the,
that.
But the when you were talking about like what you were doing
straggler.
With your wife... Oh, if you were to see, like, down below, it's like a beard. Like, she has a...
A bearded clam.
A beard hanging
wait,
between
you
her
her vagina
okay, look,
has a goatee.
Look, here.
All right, they're facing each other. They're face okay. to face. Okay. They're looking, so, they're looking
you guys
at each other.
You're going to start a fire.
Okay. I don't want to see this.
Really
you saw Bert's ball
right
sack there.
There.
Yeah.
Is the whole package
up there? Yeah.
Oh, it's
then,
everything. It's all out.
I shove up to there.
It's all out. Now, what's that?
Did you see that?
No, I'm turning the other way. Now you have to show yours to him.
Now your turn.
No.
It's like two kids playing doctor.
No, dude.
Oh, that's actually pretty hot.
Nah.
Yeah, I like what she does. I like her work.
The reverse bush, you like
this. So she has,
you
is,
know what?
Is it, you as might, I predicted?
I, by the way, I am going to feel horrible that I'm probably going to trim my wife like that now.
Yes!
That is actually super sexy.
Thank you, love.
So it's
now, can I show you my junk now when it's erect?
He's got a nice size.
So it's basically,
but...
it's shaved like in the...
I can't believe I just showed you my junk.
Four Loko.
Yeah, give him two sips of Four Loko and look what he's doing.
I want to see everyone. Come on, let's all show each other our junk like it's camp. I love that. By the way, that is really an interesting.
It's
I
edgy.
Love that.
It's, I don't
where did you get the
new,
idea for that?
Never been seen before.
I'm nervous to. I'm just.
Where did you get the idea for that?
I don't know. I just am nervous to shave where the. the stuff is.
But that's the most important part, the shave.
But no one's seeing it, so who cares?
Like if you're going south of the border, you don't want to have to wade.
But no one's down there.
No, yeah. But you know what it's got? Is, you know, can I tell you what? Can I say the word with the V in it?
Vagina?
Yeah, yeah. But you know what your vagina has? What? Like a hipster's beard approach.
Sweet.
It's like short on the cheeks, but long on the chin.
I had
your
an email.
Your vagina looks like it would make artisanal coffees.
And Doogie didn't print this email out. I had an email about this, as a matter of fact.
Your vagina's in a ska band. Your vagina loves my morning jacket.
Makes its own soap.
Your vagina definitely voted for Hillary.
No, Bernie.
Oh, that's Bernie. Bernie Sanders.
That's a Bernie Bush.
The game's over. I'm so hammered.
Oh, God.
Let me see
what
here.
Email?
It was an email. It was all about Doogie and why she hasn't been laid in 6 years.
Okay.
And I forwarded it to our main thing, so I know she saw it. She didn't print it out.
No,
she screened it.
I printed out what?
And the person said, look, here's the reason why Doogie hasn't been laid in 6 years. Doogie started banging some guy who was like 25 years old. And the guy, she banged him a couple times. The guy goes, listen, I got to stop seeing you because I actually cannot climax because you remind me of your mother. You're just so too old.
Of his mother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was 40. Yeah. He was 25.
And
oh, I love
so Doogie has not been laid since then. And they believe that emotionally traumatized her so much that now her story, I have a kid. I don't have time for that.
I do. I'm a single mother.
There are a lot of single mothers, and they've been laid in the past 6 years, Doogie.
Well, I'm busy with my kid, and she's my world, and then the job. So I go to bed early. I mean, that's... And I haven't met anyone that I've clicked with. I'm not going to just go do a one-night stand.
Sounds like you two just clicked.
Something's going to click.
Yeah, tell me.
Did you have a threesome, Bert?
Click, it's more like Velcro.
Have you had a threesome, Bert?
Yeah.
Would you with Doogie?
Really?
And your wife?
No.
Your wife
no,
wouldn't.
No, no, no.
Have you ever had a threesome with your wife?
No, that's not my wife.
Good, she's a good girl.
My wife's an interesting person. She is not, like, she would never care that I showed Doogie my junk. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't bother her at all. She'd be like, whatever. And she would never care that I looked at yours. She doesn't care that I go to a strip club. But my wife knows that I'm very faithful and that I would. I'm not like a freak like that. Like, I don't care about. I was in one threesome and it just did not go well.
What happened?
I was dating the chick. I was working with both of them. We were all on a TV show, and they were both producers of the show. At one point, the girl I was dating started crying, and she was like, this means that our relationship's over. And I was like, no.
Like in the middle of the threesome?
In the middle of it. She's like, I know you. You're not going to. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, it's been over for a while. That's why we're doing this. and then the one girl passed out, and then my girlfriend just was crying, and I was in the middle of them, and maybe I was like, whatever.
To finish
was
up?
It was bad. It was bad. But the best part was, oddly enough, the next morning, I went to 7-Eleven while they were sleeping, and I got Otter Pops, the big Otter Pops, you know, and I brought them back because we were all really hungover, and I woke them up with Otter Pops, and we all sat in bed and watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer and ate Otter Pops.
Oh, my God, that's so lame.
Very strange. Odd.
The truth is always better than whatever you try to write. And that girl was married, by the way.
Oh.
Which one, your girlfriend or the other one?
Married. It was bad.
Who was she married to?
Another dude.
I thought maybe it would be like someone else who worked on the TV show.
Oh, that'd be bad. That's good.
Jeffrey, come on in here. Where you at?
He's hiding.
Come on in here, Jeffrey.
He's very worried.
Oh, he's taking off his shoes and socks.
Oh, that's my
what
boy.
Is he doing? Oh, my
Jeffrey.
God.
Take off those underpants, too.
He's
holy
getting ready.
God.
Jeffrey's got a hog.
He's just
that's old pube.
Took off his shorts.
Good job. Bert doesn't know. Does Bert know why we have underwear hanging in Skid Row?
Oh, God.
Do we not tell him before the shave?
Jeffrey's not.
No, you think you should tell him beforehand.
Jeffrey does not have, his hygiene isn't the best.
You know he doesn't brush his teeth for 6 months.
He's known for skid marks. He's known for, I don't know how you explain it. He just...
Well, I'm looking at his socks, and they're a mess.
Okay, so imagine that times 10 in his underwear.
His butt.
Really?
He doesn't wipe.
Hold on.
Wait.
Like you
just
must have a bidet.
Everyone stop. Hold on 1 second.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Schnitz, I don't know if you can get a shot of Jeffrey.
Let's see.
But Jeffrey just crossed his legs. Zoom in, Schnitz. Don't move, Jeffrey. Zoom in. Zoom in. Oh, man, we need to light that up. We need some.
What?
That's a shadow? Are you sure? No, that's not a shadow. That's not a shadow. That's not a shadow.
And I'm no longer playing this game. I'm no longer playing this game.
That's what it's like.
Oh, my God, Jeffrey.
What is that?
What kind of liquid is it,
like,
Jeffrey?
First of all, where would you get that? It's at the taint. It's a wet spot. It's not like, I've seen wet spots, like if you pack it back up, you know, after you get done.
Yeah. If you don't shake.
But it's not there, right?
I mean, it's so low.
It's exactly, right. What is this from?
Jeffrey?
Wait, turn your microphone on. There you go.
Go on.
I took a Wiz Khalifa before the in the last commercial
into
break.
Your underpants?
Not in my underpants, but you know, I had to wet yourself.
Okay. I'll approve that. That happens to me. Sometimes when I go to the bathroom, my junk just holds it in its mouth like, and then I put it in my pants. He's like, that's what I'm talking about.
But then it gets your jeans wet because you don't wear underwear. Yeah.
Bert's freaked out by this guy. Bert is the same guy who yesterday took a dump and didn't wash his hands and came in here.
Yeah.
I shaked his hand. And
it's
I was really
power move.
That's his own poop.
Shake his hand?
I shook. I shaked his hand?
Yeah.
Is that not correct?
Shaked his hand.
What?
Shook.
Shook. Got that?
So, Jeffrey, what are we working with?
Why don't you stand up away from the camera here?
Just
stand in front of him and just show him what he has to work with. This is like a.
Why don't you do, Jimmy?
Bert, look at it. Look at it this way. This is like a.
By the way, that stomach should be an emoji for sadness. There you go, Jeffrey. Suck it in like a skater.
Look at the legs of these underpants.
Why are they high-waisted underpants?
They're wedging up on the sides.
Imagine this, super loose on the legs.
Imagine this bush like a big block of wood, and you are going to carve it now. It can be anything. Right now, it's just a block of wood. It could be a seagull.
An ice sculpture. Yeah, anything.
Well, this isn't quite away from the camera.
He's facing.
No.
Oh my God.
No, why don't you stand there facing
him? Around.
Put your butt towards Rover.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
There we go. Now just all the way down. Get it all the way down. Yeah.
You have a nice hog.
What do you think of that, Bert?
It's got a very nice.
What do you think of the pubes, though?
I just looked at his junk.
No, I'm trying to show you. I don't have much pubes down there. That's why I don't shave.
No, you don't. You're almost perfect.
He doesn't have a lot of pubes.
All right, I already see where we can start. Okay, Jeffrey.
At the belly button, right?
Like
go down.
At the belly button.
I mean, it starts
all right.
there.
Are these charged? You're going to be fine.
They're plugged in.
All right.
I don't think that. Okay.
Hold on.
Wait a second.
Here, don't worry. I'll keep it next to my mic on my mouth. All right. Hold on. Let me get close to you. You don't get close to me.
Okay.
I think you can turn and show this.
Yeah, wait, I want to see what he's doing.
Yeah, you could turn and show this.
Oh, Bert, he's going down. He's going down with the blade. That's very dangerous.
This is good.
Immediately.
It's like a reverse Hitler right now. It's just got a little spot missing. This is good. He's working the shaft right now.
You're not using a guard.
Just the top of the shaft. Bert's an artist here.
Bert, don't you need a guard if you're going that close?
No guard. I'm like the Knicks. No guard.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jeffrey's shaking in fear.
Hey, let's get that junk away from me.
Well, I'm keeping my junk covered.
I like it. I like what you're doing. Now, do me a favor. Go clean yourself up.
Are you going to stop like that?
Okay. Just take a look. Get it away from my drink, dude.
Do me a favor.
Go in there and kind of shake it out.
Okay.
Shake it out.
All right.
Half of it just fell out of his pubes. It's right there.
Put a garbage can underneath him.
Garbage can? I think we light it on fire and get it out of here forever. Shake it out good, Jeffrey. Shake it out. Now, you'll see my work. What I like to do is, once again, trim back the hedges so there's more sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he brought to me was a mess. And not, this isn't all my work. This is just a little bit of my work.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's going to like what he has.
All right. He's shaking it out.
Jeffrey. Now, if you could, show us as much as you're willing to show.
Over here.
Now, Jeffrey started out with a nice piece. He's got a nice...
canvas.
As Brett Ernst would say, he's got a nice root on him. But what I did is I just added to the root. I pulled back the sod so you can see more of it.
All right.
And I think you're gonna like what I have, Jeffrey.
Now, if you could show us without showing your junk, if you could somehow
show the junk. If you can show your junk too, actually, if you stand right there, don't stand right there so that the
bottle is in the way.
Tito's bottle blocks your junk.
It's okay? Like Austin Powers.
The sausage.
Yeah.
You take a bite out of it.
Well, this will be a good advertisement for Tito's. Okay. Now scoot over this way. This way.
Just a little
right
bit. There.
There
you go. All right.
Right there. Now you can show all your junk.
What do you think?
Oh, see.
You like what I'm saying?
No, he just did
like
around
we trimmed
the tree.
We trimmed up. Actually, I see a tan line. Just show us everything, Jeffrey, if you could. Yeah, just show us everything.
Oh.
But you like, it's not that bad.
Oh, jeez.
What do you guys think?
It's not that bad. By the way, I hate to say that he's bigger than I am.
Just hanging there, just hanging out.
I really didn't see what he
Jeffrey did. Always says that he's very tiny, like a twig.
I love what you just said. I didn't really see what he did, but I did do something. It's all about the deception. Making someone think nothing's been done, yet there is something. Mm. We'd all agree that he's got a nice piece on him, right?
After that.
Yeah. After that, you see more of the shaft and less of this mess of like what Imus would say. You know what Imus would say?
Yeah.
It's just a mess down there. Uh-huh. It's a mess. That now it looks good. Congratulations, brother.
Good job. Good job.
Somebody just
Bert the Conqueror.
Somebody just called in and said that the tuft of pubes is actually on Bert's foot right now, and he might not notice it.
Are you wearing sandals?
Is it?
I'm not wearing anything right now.
That's what he said.
I'm not wearing anything.
You have both your cups are down there.
No. I have three. I'm working three cups right now. I'm like a shell scam in Time City Square thing.
Time City. I don't drink too much. Time City. I love that place.
What cup is that you're drinking?
Back to Tito's.
Okay.
All right. Let me take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone or the Rover Radio Apple TV app. You can watch or listen live. I'm going to take a break. I'm sure we'll probably wrap it up with Bert when we come back because I'm assuming he has other things to do today.
I'm going to Cigars.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Rest your ash.
Is that another one?
That's the tagline.
Oh,
is it? Yeah. Place to rest your ash.
I'm going to go have a cigar.
Nice.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah,
they always play it on our station.
Yeah, I got it. That's
clever.
Catchy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely, because the show that he added, it's going to sell out. So
okay.
He added a third show tomorrow night at Hilarities.
All right. And that is a late show.
Yes.
They added this because all the other shows sold out. 11:30 p.m. He'll be completely hammered by then, so it will be a good show. Hilarities.com for your tickets or 216-736-4242. We'll be right back. I never told you about the Scaramucci thing. I have to tell you about that.
Just quickly. That's the one. That's the secret I wanted to hear.
Let me just tell you that story real quick. And we'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. His wife won't bang him and his kids don't respect him.
Whatever.
It takes a special guy to be Jeffrey LaRoque. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
All right.
If you come to my late Saturday show, you'll get laid.
Oh.
I promise you get laid.
Okay.
I promise you.
6 years it's been since Doogie got laid.
I'm not that person, though. I don't want to just go.
Don't you want to just get one? Just clean out the closet. Get one out of the gate.
Slump buster.
Yeah. Slump buster.
No, because I
love you so much right now.
Who, dear?
A slump buster is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm not that. I'm good.
She's just not. And I don't
know
what
sexual.
It is.
Yeah, she just doesn't care about it.
I
think about the guy that was rude to me and said I reminded him of his.
It did.
Mom.
That's why she didn't print out
that
email.
I actually didn't see that. I swear to God, I didn't see that.
That's impossible.
Okay, but No, but I to me, it has to. I have to have a little bit of a connection with the person. And
how about
I haven't
this?
Connected with anyone.
How about this? How about this? Late show Saturday, you come by. We'll do a solid 47 minutes of brand new material. Then we'll do the waitstaff raffle, which I do every show. I ask everyone in the audience to give whatever they got in their pocket, like $1, $5, $20. Last night the pot was $1,017. And then I pick one name out of the hat of someone who works at the club, and they win that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's great.
I love that. Oh, you're working there?
Yep.
Oh, dude, it's a game changer. $1,000 and you're a server? I mean, right. I'm just saying, like, it gives you breathing room. Yeah. Gives you legit breathing
room.
Right,
right.
And,
that's cool.
And so we'll do the right staff raffle. You come up. And then what we'll do
is raffle off your vagina.
We'll find someone that you're interested in looking at that is an interesting person, and you can go out on a couple dates with them. It's like a real life dating game show. I can find you a great guy.
That makes me nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
You afraid to fall in love?
No. I believe I will fall in love. I'm very my walls are
She's
up.
In love with me. We used to date a long time
are
ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great.
For 8 years. Yeah,
and we make that Elaine sticker so much more insightful.
Oh, he's my Jerry.
Yeah,
he is. Rover is my Jerry.
What's the deal with Doogie's vagina?
Shut up, God. Yeah. So while I work on this show, I will probably never have sex.
Oh,
because Rover's
blaming
in love.
You?
Rover is in love with me.
Oh, this is good.
Does anyone believe that? Does anyone believe I'm in love with you?
This is what happens when we drink.
No. You believe that she won't have sex, but does anyone believe her version of this, that Rover's so in love with me that I won't have sex?
No. It might be opposite.
I'm engaged to be married.
I think she won't because she has feelings still.
No.
And there's still hope.
And no, there's no hope.
Like, right, like B2 could get killed in a plane crash or something and she could swoop in or...
Yes. Oh, I love where this is going. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're at Thanksgiving and someone just brought out weed.
No weed. No, and there's speculation. I did a IVF to get pregnant. So we break up. I'm old. I knew I had one shot to have a baby. So I did IVF. A lot of people think that I used Rover's sperm to have my daughter because my daughter has this chin that is the same to Rover's. So people are like, oh, he's the father, Maury Povich. And that's not the truth.
By the way, her daughter looks absolutely nothing like me.
She
got an anonymous sperm donor. She's like, oh, he's Italian.
Wait,
I'm like,
anonymous
as the kid
sperm
grows
donor.
Up, I go, I think the donor was Mexican, right?
Well, it has to be for sure.
What did you know about this guy before you got the sperm?
I went through artificial insemination. Do you have a picture of her? Show him.
He's pulling out oranges.
No. I'm just getting a drink. I've heard this story a million times.
No.
This is my Russian mob story here.
Machine.
Yeah.
I love when
go
you
go ahead, take it.
I love this when you're in a relationship with someone, not say that you're, but that you hear that story over and over again. For me, it's my dog. We have a dog that's 140 pounds. And my wife, every time someone sees that dog, they say the exact same thing. She's huge. How much does she weigh? And my wife, every time, says the same thing. 140 pounds. She's bigger than me. And then every time I hear that, I want to go, I don't know, I've seen you on all fours. I beg to disagree.
So go on, dude.
No, I found a couple of different sperm donors. One didn't work, and then the other one I did.
Didn't work like you put it in and it just fell out?
I did artificial insemination where they stick the sperm at the end of a wire. And
turkey-based, basically.
They go bloop, and they put it, and they hope that it meets, and then you have a baby. Didn't work. And I had one batch of money left, and I'm like, okay, I'm going gold here. And I did, I had the sperm shipped in from California.
Oh, West Coast liberal. Okay. You know,
yep. All these hormones, they extracted me, the eggs, they cooked it outside in a Petri dish, and then they put it in, and I was, they put four babies in. Two took
eggs. I mean, they call them babies.
It was a baby. Two took, and then one died off. And then I have one. Gianna is my little girl. She's 7.
Really?
Yeah. So
and she looks Mexican.
Yeah.
And people believe that I'm the father. Because...
By the way, that's. Let me. I see a picture.
Well, this.
Oh,
is
that's
a
her
weird
right there.
Picture.
I see her.
She's
right
with
there.
Rover. She calls him Shaney because that's his name. So that's a little. Yeah, that's there my peanut butter.
Oh yeah.
She's awesome.
She's beautiful.
Thank you. So,
but also I want to say, Doogie, that Gia has a very strong resemblance to you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So
because she is mine.
I just wanted to point that out. Yeah.
She is mine. It was her egg. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that. But I'm just saying, it's amazing that, you know, okay, we got Big Doogie and Mini Doogie.
Yeah.
I would love to see a TV show where Jeffrey had to figure out certain things like artificial insemination and do it in his backyard.
Wait, can't go, figure out we a did tampon?
Oh, my God.
By the way, I don't think I really understand tampons either.
Oh, my God.
He had no idea what we discovered this. The clip is up at roverradio.com.
Like a week ago,
About a week ago, yeah. He believed that tampons were used by women in their bunghole, as he put it.
Oh, Jeffrey.
He thought that they would use this, what, after they poop or...
Well, I, as it comes to find out, I know their exact purpose is
Because we explained it to them.
And it helps stop your period.
Right, now.
Container of your life.
But at the time...
And at that time, of course, I didn't know it, so I just took a shot in the dark guess because I'm not a girl. I don't have the necessary body parts.
He does have a daughter that has her period and a wife.
All right, so can I ask you a question?
Me?
Yeah, and this is where my daughter... maybe I shouldn't say this... well, my daughter just had her period.
Oh, for the first time.
13.
Okay.
She's about to start her cycle. Oh, I definitely shouldn't say this. She's about to start her cycle this coming week.
Okay.
But here's my question. And I'm trying to be as innocuous and like dad friendly as possible, but I just don't understand. When you are that young, can you use tampons?
Sure. I don't think most girls do that age. I think that they probably don't have a heavier type of flow because they're so young.
Yeah.
So probably when they get a little bit older, like in high school, if they're active in sports and that thing.
Hold on. Why active in sports?
I used to ice skate and my mom never... I almost said the F word. Why are you laughing at me?
Her ice skating?
With a tampon string floating behind her like a tail?
Trail of blood like a murderer, and then writing out Doogie kills it in blood.
No, but my mom.
Wait, what is she doing? She didn't even make any moves. Oh no, she's writing something. Help!
No, but I didn't use tampons. My mom didn't introduce me to tampons. So I would have these big bricks in my underwear, and you'd bleed through your outfits, and you'd be skating with stains. And so I blame my mom. So I wish I would have known. Like, I'll do a different analysis of my daughter later on. But
ladies and gentlemen, coming to the ice, Doogie in a blood-red outfit from the waist down. tie-dyed skates, apparently. You ice skated? I never ice skated in my life.
Ever?
I grew up in Tampa. We called it swimming.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I'm having so much fun. Can I come back Monday?
He's going to move here. Join the show.
Dude,
I said this to Scott driving in. I go, I had a dream last night that I wanted to, that I had my own dressing room. I haven't had a dressing room in forever. And I was like, oh, I miss having a dressing room. Like, I had a dressing room one time for 2 years. But I never really, like, pimped it out. I was like, oh, I kind of want a dressing room. I was like, oh. And then I realized, oh, I think I want a morning show. Like, I would love this. This is so cool to have the same people to work with, like a family.
It's great. I've wanted to be on the radio since I was 8 years old. Did you want to do stand-up since you were a kid?
No.
No.
I wanted to be a professional baseball player.
Yeah.
And then I went to walk on at Florida State because I had kind of a... You know, I caught this guy that went pro and was like a big pitcher. And so everyone wanted me to play, but no one wanted to give me a scholarship. So I went to walk on at Florida State and Coach Martin, Mike Martin, the first day, go there. He's like, you're good, but you're probably not going to start. And I was like, okay. And he was like, maybe red shirt or something, but just go down to the bullpen and catch all the pitchers, 90 pitches. And I was like, ugh. That's one of the things I hated was catching bullpen. And I was like, okay. So I started walking down the left field side of the park, and halfway through I went, I don't think I want this, and I just walked right out the left field fence, went back to my hotel room. Chili Willie and Paul Pizzo, two of my best friends, were smoking. We used to do a thing called time traveling where we'd smoke weed, turn on all the lights, and have panic attacks, listen to Pink Floyd, and they were time traveling. I walked into my room, they were time traveling, and I was like, dude, I'm in. I think I'm just going to party for the rest of my life. And we smoked weed. I was still in my baseball uniform. And I laid on my back on the floor. And
stared, stirrups on.
Stirrups and cleats. Dude, can I tell you, I think I left my bag, my my bag with all my gear. I left it in the park. I just walked right off. It was like, I'm done with baseball.
Any regrets?
Not at all.
Really?
My best friend, Brad Retke, was the pitcher. He was the guy that I caught that went pro. I think up for a Cy Young Award a couple times. Great pitcher. Made tons of money. Lives in Clearwater. Fishes every day. And I look at him, and I love him. I'm not talking trash. But I look at him in his life right now, and he's just retired and just fishes.
How old?
44. And I love that I'm starting my life now. Like, that I love that my career showed up at, like, at 40, and I get to, like, enjoy it now. Like, that I make my money now as opposed to, like, making it when I was 20 and then being 40, being like Dane. Not Dane. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. But, like, Dane, where you're, like, Dane's, like, 43, 44, 46 maybe. And he's just, like...
No career is what...
Like, what am I going to do? And I love Dane. And I think Dane's got a beautiful life.
What is he doing?
Yeah. He's flying around in private jets, going to Maui.
Got a bunch
by the way, we'd all take Dane's life. We'd all take Dane's life in a second. And I'm not crapping on Dane. Dane is a... And I don't care what you think, you're wrong. He is a great comic.
Have you met him?
I know Dane very well. He's a great comic. However, I... And maybe I'd disagree if I'd seen how much fun that takeoff that he had was... I really like where I am. I love being 44. I like coming in that me and you are like, that I'm not some young kid and you're not some old guy, or you're not some old guy, or you're some young kid and I'm an old guy. That we're the same age and we can all hang out like this. I'm so happy right now.
Good.
And then you know what sucks is we die and everything we've learned, it's gone. Like you learn all this stuff about your career. Like think of how stupid you were 10, 15 years ago. Think of how stupid I was 10, 15 years ago in radio.
Oh, yeah.
Then you get good at something and then you croak.
No,
it.
You pass it on to your kids, you dumbass.
I don't have any kids.
No, have a kid.
You leave a digital footprint, a library of what you did.
Do you want to know something crazy? This is a true story. In my will, I give money to various people and whatnot, and some goes to Doogie, a little bit, portion, fiance, I have two younger sisters, but as part of her getting any money, she has to, there's a block of money set aside for a digital memorial archive of the show, of our accomplishments, of, you know, whatever, so that there's some I have no kids. There's some legacy once I croak. I don't know who the hell's going to watch or listen to all that stuff. Probably no one.
Dude,
this sucks.
Have you ever listened to, like you ever listened to old Dusty Rhodes?
No,
promos?
No one does. That's exactly my point. No one. You're the only guy.
Dusty Rhodes promos.
The wrestler.
Dusty Rhodes promos. Hey, find a Dusty Rhodes promo.
Jeffrey loves
Dusty Rhodes dead, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Dusty Rhodes, the American
Dream. Do you
want
to know anything about wrestling,
he
Jeffrey?
He was one of the best talkers in wrestling. Him, Ric Flair, Roddy Roddy Piper, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Superstar Billy Graham. These were some of the best talkers in wrestling.
When was WrestleMania 1?
It was held at the Madison Square Garden on March the 31st, 1985.
Attendance.
I'm not sure if the attendance are rounded out to about 23,500.
Rounded out is a solid number. It's not over the 500. Dude, I look at life and I go, Greg Giraldo, right? Passed on.
Yeah.
I'm watching his DVD like a little while ago, obviously, because they were going to put my dog down. Still made me laugh hysterically. That's the legacy you leave is these. One day I'll be dead, probably soon. and there'll be some kid who's like a big fan of yours, and he's like an 8-year-old kid who wants to get into radio. He's living in Vegas, and he goes, I connect with Rover. And all of a sudden he's like, wait, what's this machine thing? And then he'll be like, oh my God, he came in for a second day, and he'll light up. Friday? He was there for 4 hours? Click, click. Oh my God, he shaved his pubes. Like, that's the thing you leave behind, I guess.
It probably won't work, though, because Doogie's in charge of the memorial site. So
yes, it will.
Yeah, it won't work with
I got this. I got
out,
it. No.
You know.
We got this.
Okay, let me tell you quickly. I just want to look, I'm so sick of politics. I don't like Donald
Trump. Oh, that's
Trump.
Right,
Scardoma. I think he's a...
What's his name?
Melanoma?
So this guy, Anthony Scaramucci is this guy's name.
Scaramucci?
But he likes to be called the Mooch. Mooch.
Oh, way to bring a stereotype.
So he, listen to this. So this guy comes in. They bring him on board. And he's the White House communications director. And Sean Spicer resigns because he's like, well, forget it. I don't want to. This is a slap in the face to me. The Scaramucci guy doesn't like Reince Priebus, who is Trump's chief of staff.
Correct.
And they've taken swipes at each other in public. So I just want to read you this because I saw this guy's like first interviews and everything. I go, this is a slick guy. He's well-spoken. He knows what he's talking about. Maybe they're finally going to turn things around. They'll get rid of Sean Spicer, who was like a lunatic getting lampooned on Saturday Night Live all the time. Doesn't, you know, you look. When you just bash the press nonstop, they're not gonna. They're going to purposely have it in for you. It's not rocket science.
Right.
If you want better press coverage, suck up to the press. It's simple. Anyhow, so I thought maybe they turned a corner here. So this is a guy who writes for the New Yorker, who says, I'll just read it here directly. On Wednesday night, I received a phone call from Anthony Scaramucci, the new White House communications director. He wasn't happy. Earlier in the night, I had tweeted, citing a senior White House official, that Scaramucci was having dinner at the White House with President Trump, the First Lady, Sean Hannity from Fox News, and former Fox News executive Bill Shine. So this Scaramucci calls up, I'll paraphrase now, calls up this reporter, this Ryan Lizza, and he's like, who leaked that? And he's like, well, I can't tell you that. You know, I'm not going to tell you my source. I need to know who leaked this. Here's the direct quote. Who leaked this to you? What I'm going to do is I will eliminate everyone in the communications team and we'll start over. The reporter like kind of laughed. He's like, huh? You know, like thought he was joking. Continued to press him and said, I asked these guys not to leak anything. They can't help themselves. You're an American citizen. This is a major catastrophe for the American country. So I'm asking you, as an American patriot, give me a sense of who leaked it. So this is not like national security. This is not the nuclear codes. This is not, you know, this is
nothing. A dinner.
This is the president had dinner with Sean Hannity. This is not top secret.
Let's bring it back to the regular American. That's me. The guy who doesn't read a bunch. The guy who was shocked at the Sixth Sense at the end when they're like, he's dead, okay?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So, spoiler alert. When you said, I don't know anything about politics, but when you said the dinner had, president had dinner with Sean Hannity, I was like, what? Like, I was like, wait, what?
Odd, right?
So, now, take it to the next level. Who leaked this? I'm firing everyone. Part of me goes, gangster move. Fire the entire press. Fire everyone.
You can't.
That's a mic drop move. Hey, everyone. Guys, there's a new guy in town. His name's Saddam Hussein. Point out the traitor. We kill him in front of us.
So he thinks that it's Reince Priebus, who's the White House chief of staff, who leaked this. And he thinks that because this is where it starts to get strange. This Scaramucci, when they announce him as the new White House communications director, people are interested in this guy. So a reporter, a different reporter, puts out a story, and it is a financial disclosure form that all federal employees, when you join the government, you have to fill out a form that says, here's how much money I'm worth, here's where it's from, here's what I sold in the last 10 years, you know, whatever, so that they know there's no conflicts of interest and that sort of stuff. So his financial disclosure form is published a couple days ago. And Scaramucci thinks that this Reince Priebus leaked it because they don't like each other. And so Scaramucci calls this reporter and says, I've called the FBI. I've called the police. We're going to investigate who leaked this. We're going to have them put into prison, whoever leaked my financial disclosure documents. At the time when he called this reporter Wednesday night, he didn't realize after 30 days, your financial disclosure information is completely public. It's public information.
How does he not know
that? So he thinks it's leaked. The reporter who published it said, no, I just actually filed a report. I asked for it and it's been 30 days. They gave it to me. No one leaked it to me. Yeah. Anyone could go in and ask for this. So this Scaramucci is going crazy. I want to get the exact quotes here. Just because this is so bizarre.
Is this crazy that you're making me like this guy?
He's crazy.
No.
You're making me like this guy.
Don't.
I love Wild. I love a guy with a little bit of a
edge.
Little bit of an ego in front of his brain.
This
I
is
love
the mooch.
It. Here's
I love
says.
Mel Gibson. I love Donald Trump. I love the guys that are like, this is I could buy and sell you tomorrow. I love those guys.
So he's trying.
Not enough of those guys around.
He's trying to figure out who the leaker is, and he's asking this reporter, is it an assistant to the president? And the reporter's like, hey, I can't say. Okay, I'm going to fire every one of them, and then you haven't protected anybody. So the entire place will be fired over the next 2 weeks. So then the reporter goes, well, why is it important to keep this dinner secret? Like, that's going to get out, you know? It's kind of a natural thing.
Yeah.
And he says, I've asked people not to leak things. They won't do it. They will all be fired by me. I fired one guy the other day. I have three or four people I'll fire tomorrow. I'll get to the person who leaked it to you. Reince Priebus, if you want to leak something, you'll be asked to resign very shortly. The president's going to ask you to resign. Then he goes on. And remember, he's talking to a reporter.
Who's going to report this?
Here's where it gets crazy.
Well, he never said off the record either.
Right.
Like he's
off the record doesn't count. No one uses off the record. No, it doesn't.
Counts.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It counts.
No, it doesn't.
These reporters,
I've said things off the record and they publish it. It does not count. By the way, keep going because you have no idea where we're taking this because this is who I am. Keep going.
So here he goes. He tells the reporter about Reince, who he thinks leaked this information, which it turns out wasn't. But anyways, Reince is an effing paranoid schizophrenic, a paranoiac. He says, and then he imitates Reince Priebus. Oh, Bill Shine is coming in. Let me leak the effing thing and see if I can C-block these people the way I C-blocked Scaramucci getting a job at the White House for 6 months. So he's telling this reporter, like, C-block and, like, all this craziness.
Full language, too. And
right.
Yeah.
He wasn't saying C-block.
No.
He goes on.
He says they all have to go F themselves. He says, I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not out for media attention. I'm not trying to suck my own C.
Oh.
I mean, well, and then it goes on and on and on.
But then that reporter has to reach out to Bannon and ask, is it true you're trying to suck your own seed?
Shut up.
No, I swear to God, because they said they reached out to Bannon for comment, and Bannon declined the comment.
Oh, my God. How do you not answer that?
On whether or not he
I tried once in
seat.
High school. It didn't work.
That would have been a great answer.
Yeah, I tried once in high school. It didn't work. And you go viral.
By the way, everyone has tried that. I tried it when I was. I don't think I was in. Every guy's tried that.
Every guy's tried it.
Every single guy. I think I was
in a moment of desperation
or something.
I have dreams where I accomplish it. Like I actually do it. That's my greatest dream I've ever had. I wake up and I'm sad that I'm not able to.
I've had that dream.
I pulled a muscle in my stomach. Like, did you do that? Like, I bent over.
Well, how
and
do
I'm
you
like,
do it? I rested the floor on my neck.
That's what I did.
Okay.
You bend over.
Are we doing real stories about
legs
this?
Over
I'll tell
head.
You mine. Yeah, legs over my head, phone book under my, small of my back. Trying to do it. Yeah, 100%.
You have to use the weight of your legs and your balls and everything to almost dip down into your own face.
And then you're just staring at yourself, and it's like, 2 inches or
yeah, it's, you know, close.
It's close, and you're like, but you're just staring at it.
And you're going like a man in a desert looking for water. Yeah. I need it! Can I tell you what this guy reminds me of?
Yes.
Me when my wife won't have sex with me.
Really?
100%.
Go crazy.
What'll happen is I'll say, hey, let's. What I'll do is I'll hit on her. Like, I'll like roll over and like rub her and. She'd be like, I'm tired. I'm like, hey, come on. I think, you know, push through it.
Sweet talk.
Yeah. She goes, seriously, I don't want to do it. And then I start doing what he does.
What he's.
Where you lose it. And you're like, you know what? And maybe you're drunk.
Uh-huh.
You're definitely drunk in my situation. But you're like, you know what? Fine. Totally cool. I'll just go to Cleveland. I won't have had that connection with you. I'll go to Cleveland. And hey, you know what? Maybe I'll just cheat on you. Who knows? I got plenty of girls out there that are ready to S my C. And you don't want to S my C? Well, I'll then put my C in an F. I don't even know what an F is, but an F. I'm drunk. I'm spitballing here. But that thing, where then you end up standing in the kitchen. You're always like, fine, let's have sex. And you're like, now I don't want to do it.
Well, yeah. I thought that this guy was going to be like a normal, slick, polished, like, here's the guy that's now going to be in charge of White House communications. They're really going to get them on message now, and it will be a new Trump presidency.
Turning over a new leaf. This is going to be good. Oh, this is going to be good.
I don't think so.
I love it.
I do not
it's
think
fun. It's
fun.
It's a reality
happen.
Show.
Imagine, though, these are the people running the countries that we understand that speak English. Imagine the ones that don't speak English. Like, I was in Africa one time. We were in a shanty town,
mm-hmm.
and it's a different little government. When you go to the shanty towns, it's run by them. Like, you know, So we go in. We got this fixer who's taking care of us. We spend the night. It was great. It was really a beautiful experience. We gave all these kids soccer balls. It was really amazing. Next morning, we're not filming. We're leaving. Me and this guy go to this bar in the morning, the fixer, and I see a guy running down the street with a pillow and a group of people chasing him. And he goes, I go, what's that? And he goes, oh, that guy stole a pillow. I was like, he did? He goes, yeah, clearly they're going to catch him. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. I said, really? He goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. They have bricks in their hands, machetes.
Are you kidding?
I go, no, I'm not kidding at all. And I go, really? He goes, yeah, yeah. They catch him. They bring him into the middle of town, put a tire on him, and light him on fire.
Oh, my God.
I was like, okay. I didn't know that happened. Like, that really happens? He's like, oh, it's called necklacing. Oh, it's all fine. It's totally fine. I'm like, okay.
I got to go.
I literally was like, everybody wrap it up. Yeah, time to go. Yeah, we
check,
are definitely
please.
Yeah. And so imagine what happens in different parts of the world.
Right.
If these are ones we understand.
Yeah.
Imagine what happens in Syria or apparently Liberia is pretty good right now.
Well,
but they had General
Butt
Naked. Do you remember General Butt Naked?
No.
Butt Naked.
General Butt Naked. General Butt Naked would walk around with a machete. They'd come in naked with wigs on, and they just cut off everyone's hands. I didn't really read this, so this might
something
be made
tells
up
me Bert
entirely
is not quite a history.
There is a
profession.
General Butt Naked.
Yeah. Google him.
Yeah, from Liberia.
Pull him up. General Butt Naked. Just give me a picture of General. By the way, I think he apologized, and he's now a pastor.
And here's a video of some necklacing. This is rough.
Do yeah, not pull that up. You will not be able to forget it.
Yeah, they're beating the crap out of the guy, and then they put a tire around his neck and light him on fire.
Yeah.
Just like around a bunch of junk.
And they're still alive,
oh,
right?
Man.
Yeah, it's really bad. And when he said that, I went, that's how you govern? Like, in my head, I was like, I would never want to live here.
Well, you'd never steal anything, would you?
No.
Yeah, well, no, it's not a word. Point, point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's like people who, you know, I don't know what to do about people leaving Syria and all that kind of crap or whatever. But people are like, we don't need those. They're terrorists. They're foreigners. And I'm like, maybe one or two of them. But most of them are just people like you and me who have little kids who are 2 years old who are getting bombed and the kids are dead and getting gassed.
I'll tell you what I'll
do. Trying to get the hell out of there.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll roll the dice on the whole lot of them, considering that the two people that might be terrorists or have terrorist thoughts show up and have a McGriddle.
Yeah, and they go, this isn't too bad.
Amazing. Yeah. Syrup inside a biscuit. And then they just go, so they have McGriddles here. Like, I understand about Allah and all that stuff, but, like, McGriddles beat Allah any day of the week.
I always think, like, dude, if we could just get these people over here and let them, like, they're all into, like, stones and stoning people and,
dude,
like, cutting off heads. And
yeah,
it's way better living over here. We have the internet. And
IMAX.
Can, like,
put one of those terrorists in an IMAX theater, and he's like, I feel like I'm flying. This is amazing.
Go to problem solved.
Yeah. I had a McGriddle, and I flew today. I don't want to blow myself up anymore.
I'm going to take a break.
Okay.
I think you guys are going to do the last segment of the show. Bert is, let me tell you where Bert Kreischer, we know he's going to be at Hilarities all weekend long, but the shows are all sold out, except they added a third show. He sold out all his shows when he was here yesterday, so they added a third one, and that is going to be at 11:30 tomorrow night. For tickets, go to hilarities.com. Or call 216-736-4242. That's 216-736-4242. And you can follow him, I'm sure, Twitter, Instagram, all that. It's B-E-R-T. A lot of people would spell Bert B-U-R-T,
nope.
I guess. Yeah. But it probably auto-completes. And sounds like Bert has a handle on how Google works, and he knows how his name, what comes up when you
Google
him, and
I
Google Trends,
out.
And all
this. I figured it out. Now I know how you left her.
So you probably don't know how to spell his name, but it should auto-complete for you. So go see him at that 11:30 show tomorrow night. Bert, it was good having you come in.
I had a blast.
And take him down. I'm going to show him around.
By the way, direct flight. I can get it from L.A. I'll come out. Maybe I'll surprise you guys one morning.
Well, we have to talk to you about something.
What do we have to talk to him about?
Some plans that you have in the future.
Oh, I don't know what we're talking to him about.
Threesome?
Yes.
Yeah.
Foursome?
You me, and Dieter. Threesome.
He looked at me. I was like, wait, what are you doing over there?
He looked right at you. He loves you.
You ever had a threesome with a guy and a girl?
No. By the way, this is a Patrice O'Neill joke, but that's called a train.
Okay. Yeah, I've done that.
Two guys and one girl. It's two girls and one guy. A train is two guys and one girl.
I guess it's. I don't know.
So I was talking to my girl. She said I had a threesome one time, two guys and me. And he's like, "No, that's called a train. They ran a train on you."
All right, so go see him at Hilarities tomorrow night at 11:30, and go. You can find him on social media and all that kind of stuff.
This has been a blast. I've had so much fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
We thank
maybe
you.
Maybe come. I mean, you could come up be on the Friday leftovers with you guys if you
him
want. Why not?
With no filter?
I mean, he's got other stuff
to
do.
No.
I wouldn't mind. I mean, if Scott's up for it, I wouldn't mind spending like 30 minutes doing something and then making sure that cigar bar's open and then going straight there.
Okay.
Getting a cigar, maybe a cocktail.
Okay.
Relax.
Take them
yeah.
to do your
all right,
thing.
Let me take
and then
a
we'll
break.
Do...
Let me take a break. You okay. guys are going to wrap everything
okay.
up.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm sure we have stuff to give away
yeah, yeah.
and all that kind of crap that we do at the end of the show every day. So. We will be right back after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Dieter. The only man to get waterboarded with cheap whiskey and then ask for more.
Oh, my eyes.
Let's go again.
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. It is Rover's Morning Glory. Doogie here with Jeffrey and Charlie.
Yep.
And Bert Kreischer is with, actually, he's roaming the hallways.
With more drinks. This guy, did he do that entire bottle of Tito's?
No.
It's
no.
Empty to me.
No. So here's the deal. When I knew that Bert was coming back today, I reached out to B2 and I said, do you have any Tito's? He loves Tito's. So... she said, I have a little bit left in one bottle, and then she went and got a whole nother bottle. So we have just a skosh left of this one bottle, but it wasn't full.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little...
I don't know if I can keep going. I mean, I've...
He's a rock star.
Yeah, you just can really pound him back, right, LaRoque?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Where are you going to be at tonight, LaRoque?
Oh, I'm going to be at the... I'm going to be at Shooters tonight from 6 to 8. Come on out, hang out, take pictures, say hi, spin the prize wheel.
Can I ask a question? Are you going to be there from 6 to 8?
Yeah, 6 to 8.
You sure that's the time?
That's what Rover's been saying yesterday about
okay.
my appearance.
Okay, so just want to make sure. Tonight at Shooters,
yep.
you'll be hanging out. It'll be a beautiful day to go out there and just sit at the deck. So thank you to Bert Kreischer. I think he's with Rover doing something real quick, and then they're going to come back for the Friday leftovers, and that's where he can let loose. He can swear. He can do anything. So if you haven't signed up.
People who have RMG Plus, get ready to fire that up for the Friday leftovers. It's going to be a show and a half.
Yeah.
He has a story that's pretty graphic that I want to hear. It's about dildos in Amsterdam, and I want to hear this story in detail. I don't think you could even say everything that happened on the show.
Okay.
So that I cannot wait for him to come back.
Perfect. Cool.
Oh, this is going to be heavy.
And we did say that if you want to go see him, he added a third show tomorrow night. That will sell out. So your best bet is to call Hilarities 216-736-4242. You can do it online, hilarities.com. So thank you to Bert for doing that. He will be back. Rover will be back as well. We're going to end the show now, but first, I'm going to give you a chance to win Kid Rock tickets, caller 30 right now, and you will win a pair of tickets to see Kid Rock at the 2017 Concert for Legends. Sunday, August 6th at the 2017 Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's at the new Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. 866-YO-ROVER is the phone number. Caller 30, 866-967-6837. And what else do we have to plug? I think that's it.
I have nothing to plug, but lots of people are wondering about NADS right now. Is he okay? I don't have much information.
I have no information.
He's asleep right now, but he's been up talking at certain points because he fell on his skateboard yesterday. He's getting multiple CAT scans and stuff. And
he had a brain bleed. And they're
a broken orbital.
Yep. And they're monitoring to make sure that that brain bleed doesn't expand or grow, I guess. Is that what the CAT scan's for?
Yes, exactly. So there's no real update at all other than hopefully he'll be okay. And I'm going to go visit him after the show. So.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Good luck with your Kid Rock tickets. We will be back live for everyone. But if you are an RMG Plus subscriber, we'll do the Friday leftovers with Bert and Rover back at the helm. Until then, have a great weekend. Go see Jeffrey tonight. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.